listen to Joe talking about a transition. There's been no transition from when I won. I won that election. And if you look at crooked Hillary Clinton, if you look at all of the different people, there was no transition because they came after me trying to do a coup. They came after me spying on my campaign. They started from the day I won and even before I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our first lady. They were a disaster. They were a disgrace to our country. And we've caught them. We've caught them all. We've got it all on tape. We've caught them all. And by the way, you gave the idea for the Logan Act against General Flynn. You better take a look at that because we caught you in a sense. And President Obama was sitting in the office. He knew about it too. So don't tell me about a free transition. As far as the ballots are concerned, it's a disaster. A solicited ballot, okay, solicited is okay. You're soliciting. You're asking. They send it back. You send it back. I did that. If you have an unsolicited, they're sending millions of ballots all over the country. There's fraud. They found them in creeks. They found some with the name Trump. Just happened to have the name Trump just the other day in a waste paper basket. They're being sent all over the place. They sent two in a Democrat area. They sent out 1,000 ballots. Everybody got two ballots. This is going to be a fraud like you've never seen. The other thing, it's nice on November 3rd, you're watching and you see who won the election. And I think we're going to do well because people are really happy with the job we've done. But you know what? We won't know. We might not know for months because these ballots are going to be all over. Take a look at what happened in Manhattan. Take a look at what happened in New Jersey. Take a look at what happened in Virginia and other places. They're not losing 2%, 1%, which, by the way, is too much. An election could be won or lost with that. They're losing 30 and 40%. It's a fraud and it's a shame. And can you imagine where they say, you have to have your ballot in by November 10th. November 10th. That means that's 7 days after the election, in theory, should have been announced.
Okay.
We have major states with that.
Sir,
all run by Democrats.
2 minutes is 2 minutes.
All run by Democrats.
President Trump.
It's a rigged election.
You're going to be able to continue. You have been charging for months that mail-in balloting is going to be a disaster. You say it's rigged, that it's going to lead to fraud. But in 2018, in the last midterm election, 31 million people voted mail-in voting. That was a quarter, more than a quarter, of all the voters that year cast their ballots by mail. Now that millions of mail-in ballots have gone out, what are you going to do about it? And are you counting on the Supreme Court, including a Justice Barrett, to settle any dispute?
Yeah, I think I'm counting on them to look at the ballots, definitely. I hope we don't need them in terms of the election itself. But for the ballots, I think so. Because what's happening is incredible. I read today where at least 1% of the ballots for 2016 were invalidated. They take them. We don't like them. We don't like them.
But
they
what
throw
are you
them
do about
left
if there are millions of ballots going out right now?
What you do is you go and vote. You do a solicited ballot.
No, no,
and that's
not,
okay. Or you go and vote.
I'm asking you about the fact that millions of people.
You go and vote. You go and vote.
No, but
like
what I'm
they,
saying is,
like
what are you
they used
do about
to
the fact
in the
old, that millions of people.
You either do, Chris, a solicited ballot where you're sending it in, they're sending it back, and you're sending. They have mailmen with lots of it. Did you see what's going on? Take a look at West Virginia. Mailmen selling the ballots. They're being sold. They're being dumped in rivers. This is a horrible thing for our country.
There is no.
This is not.
There is no.
This is not going to end well.
There is
okay.
No
this is not
Vice
going
Vice
to
President
end
Biden.
Well.
Five states
in fact,
have had
go ahead,
mail-in
sir.
Ballots for the last decade or more. Five, including two Republican states.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump,
I'm
you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election,
gentlemen,
I am 100%.
President Trump knocked it out of the park. A lot of people are saying he did a terrible job. No, he did an incredible job. Folks that sit there and Monday morning quarterback things have never been in the arena. Stay with us.
And perhaps most cruelly of all, If Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control. Cheerleader for President Trump. I am not a cult member. I don't disagree with his performance because I want to be positive. I think overall Trump got an A-minus yesterday. And that's an A-minus in the debate up against Chris Wallace and Joe Biden, who were both double-teaming him and interrupting him and lying, and Wallace fact-checking Trump in live time, which is debating him. Unprecedented, even from 4 years ago, where they had multiple moderators ganging up on President Trump with Hillary there like a devilish hyena cackling. So I know that Ali Alexander, who's a smart guy, Mike Cernovich is a great guy. A lot of people are out there, even Carpe Donctum, who usually never criticizes Trump, thought that Trump got his ass kicked. And I guess if you have that view, maybe it's, you know, you get to kind of be the Monday morning quarterback and people are entitled to their views. I just didn't see the same debate. I saw Chris Wallace controlling things with the questions he asked and Trump not going where he could have sometimes by just basically ignoring the fake loaded questions. But the way Wallace interrupted him five times more, that's the number, they've done the math, than Biden was just incredible. On top of that, I don't just say that Joe Biden clearly had blood transfusions. That's what these rich people do. They even have big global companies now where parents sign agreements and the kids sign agreements. And the children get paid $500 or more for their blood as young as seven. I mean, Peter Thiel's coming out with a company that does this. And the Queen Mother lived past 100 on these things. So when you see him suddenly look like he gained about 10 pounds, he disappeared last week, and now he's all plump and he's all rosy. If you looked at his hands, I looked at his hands from a week ago, more plump. That's how you know they were putting in him probably 2 or 3 pints of blood a day for a week. And when you put in young people's blood, that's what happens. The super rich are injecting blood from teenagers to gain immortality. Ladies and gentlemen, I was approached when I was out at a kind of Richie Rich type party a few years ago in the hills of Austin, kind of over in the same area where Joe Rogan lives today. And there was a medical doctor there and he's like, yeah, you got to come by. You know, we got your blood transfusions. It's all been screened. It's all clean. It'll make you higher than a kite. It'll make you feel like you're 15 years old again. And he had like a 55-year-old wife. She looked like she was about 35. He was like 60. He looked like he was about 45. They were just glowing. It was blood, folks. So I know people that are almost 80 years old that get blood who are rich every week. And they're nice people. But they get young people's blood here in Austin. And it definitely is rejuvenating. So I'm telling you, he was not on a bunch of methamphetamine. They probably took some Adderall or something. But Biden was clearly on blood. First time I ever heard about this was Queen Mother stuff like 20-something years ago. And Al Gore, was an AP article, has a little refrigerator that goes around with him on private jets. And he gets daily blood transfusion sometimes. So guaranteed, folks, on some type of designer amphetamine and on blood. Because he was a different person entirely. A lot of folks think, oh, he must have had a wire in his ear. No, he was responding too quickly. He did a lot of debate preparation, but the blood. You put somebody old like that on amphetamines alone, they'll just be irritable and out of control, and it'll just accentuate the weirdness. You give them blood, it's another deal. I'm not going to rant about that all day. It's just a fact that that goes on, and one thing does that, and it's called blood. He didn't start eating 15 cheeseburgers a day the last week and gain 10 pounds. He's got 10 pounds of blood extra floating around in him, and it supercharges you. That's what Lance Armstrong, you know, has said. It wasn't the steroids. It wasn't any of it. It was the fact that he would just absolutely dump 5, 6, 7, 8 pints of blood in himself, which is super dangerous. He would go to the limit before a race with oxygenated blood that he'd take from himself when he was training in the mountains months before, refrigerate. And so he would then have that supercharged, very, very high blood cell saturation. The blood cells were trained from altitude to be able to take on a lot of oxygen. So he would be going up the French, Alps with the back tire jumping back and forth with so much power. When everybody else was slowing down, he was going faster uphill because he had so much more blood pumping through him. So that's what Trump should look into. Guaranteed, we need to see Joe Biden's veins. Okay, I'm done. Now, it's the avant-garde thing. And we're going to have some guests on today that think Trump did a terrible job in the debate. And he could have done a better job. But when you're being ganged up on, and that's happening, if you think about all the good things that happened, all the great things he said, and that suddenly Chris Wallace would start interrupting, then you talk about the win that happened instead of saying it was a loss. Now, a lot of Republicans thought he lost. You know what Democrats and you know what Hispanics think? CNN had a poll with a focus group. Everyone but one person, and we'll show you that video coming up next segment, thought that Trump won. Telemundo had a poll. The vast majority of Hispanics watching thought that Trump won. That's the reality. People see the ganging up. Now, was it annoying? Did parts of it get very hard to listen to? Absolutely. Because Trump was being interrupted constantly. And I've got a bunch of these clips. But he got into election fraud. He got into Hunter Biden on the Russian payroll. He got in to Antifa. He got in. I wish he would have gotten into Jeffrey Epstein and the Democrats and how the party itself uses pedophilia to blackmail people. He'd have gotten an A-plus if he did that. But here's the deal. Trump got 66% on Telemundo, the 34%. In a major poll. And other polls show the same number. So whatever the Hispanics were watching, that's what I was watching too. I mean, I say Trump handily defeated two men. And usually with a gladiator, it's one man against another man, right? Well, this was two against one. And one of the guys against him was the judge and was in control of the situation, was the referee, the arbiter. So that's not a good thing. We got a lot of big guests today coming up. And we've got Jim Hoft, who thinks Trump did a great job, joining us. We got Dan Lyman on huge news in Europe with now European countries are now arresting the NGO heads that Soros funds. So that's how you cut the head off the snake. That's really good news. And we're going to get Ollie Alexander, if he can come on, Robert Barnes, a bunch of folks we're getting on the show. Hell, let's call Paul Watson, get him to pop on for just one segment. Let's get Carpe Donctum on for one segment. Let's get them all on for one segment and get their take. But you know who else I want to get on? I want to get you on. We're opening the phones up at the start of the next segment. So nobody's in there. The phone system isn't fired up yet, so don't wait a few minutes till you call. But when we go to break, we're going to start opening the phones up specifically on what you thought. We don't screen your calls. Just make sure you have a good phone. You want to tell us where you're calling from? That's fine. You want to tell us an affiliate? You ought to ask that. We never even plug our affiliates anymore. We should. We love them. And then you're on the air. You think you did a terrible job? Call and tell me. You think you did a great job? I really respect you. And it's that communal debate discussion that really brings us to the next level. And again, I'm not putting anybody down that thought Trump could have done a better job. It's easy when you're sitting in on your sofa and you're 30 years old or you're 40 years old and you're not 74 and you're not under the lights with Chris Wallace interrupting you constantly to point out where the doer of deeds could have done better. But I just know what it's like to be under pressure up on a stage with someone interrupting you, not at that level, but pretty much as high a level as you can get before that. So I've been right to almost where Trump sat with that level of stress on the stage when people are outnumbering you. And it's hard. That's why I have the tactic, while they won't have me on any shows, is I just say what I'm going to say and ignore what they're saying. And that's a tactic, a good way to win debates. So that's, I mop the floor with them. Destroy Piers Morgan. Destroy Geraldo Rivera. Destroy them all, because I have the facts. And I would have gone right at the juggler and said, your whole corrupt system's going down. America's been reborn. You'll never stop us. He'd get 10-point punch. Just starting to play games with these people. Just grab them and crush them. Their eyeballs politically pop out of their rotten skulls. But Trump went with the nuance, the polish, presidential. He looked better than he looked 4 years ago. He looked incredibly presidential, sounded great, looked great. And I think Barnes is right when he says too polished, too insulated, could have been more hardcore. That's the real critique. Did Trump fall on his plate, on his face? Hell no.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown. And it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I have more than 20 clips of the debate here, and they're all extremely important. That's right. If you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. I got 23 clips on this sheet, a bunch of other ones right here. Incredibly important hour and a half debate. Went a little long. But let me right now play you the most important clip of the night, in my view. And then we'll give the number out, open the phones up, and get your take on that. Chris Wallace was the final domino to fall with the fix being in. From a year and a half ago, we had CIA operatives that they got elected to the House of Representatives, who then got on the House Armed Services Committee, who have been privately proposing the overthrow militarily of the president. Then about 2.5 months ago, they sent letters to General Milley privately asking him if he would be part of such a coup. 2 days after the letter was sent, there was a front page article in the Washington Post saying, we're going to arrest any members of the Joint Chiefs and anyone else, and we're going to have the FBI go after their families. It's in the front of the Washington Post. I probably showed you the article 30 times. And it's in the headline. We will arrest anyone that doesn't support our coup. So that was also a public threat to Milley and others. That, hey, we're so powerful, we will say we're going to have a coup, and we're going to overthrow Trump, and you'll be arrested if you don't support us. Milley came out and said, that's illegal. I will not support you. So that's the level of brinksmanship going on while we comfortably sit around and debate how Trump did up on the stage. Now, did this come up last night? Yeah, it came up. And it was the crux of the whole debate, and Trump kept trying to go back to it, and they both kept ganging up and interrupting because they didn't want the leader to be able to communicate with you and I. He says, hey, there's going to be a process. It's going to take some time, weeks, months, and will you pledge to not tell your supporters to get violent? Where has Trump's supporters been violent? Where has Trump's supporters gone out and burned things and gone after police stations and killed people and shot folks in the head at checkpoints? No, it's not. It's them. They're the ones that set all this up. They're the ones that did all this. They're the ones that have announced they're going to have a civil war and secession of the states during the build-up to January 20th, the 79 days of hell. Because the real fight doesn't end on November 3rd, 33 days from now. It starts, and no one else on air is saying this. And I'm not saying, oh, look, I'm exclusive. Oh, look, no one is as smart as me. No. Everyone is in a normalcy bias. We need Tucker Carlson. We need Rush Limbaugh. We need Sean Hannity to move away from Durham and move away from worrying about them ever getting in trouble and move into the real world. And it sounds crazy to go on air and say the Democrats are planning not to leave and the Democrats have got a plan to cause secession. And then on January 20th, when they cannot finish the election and they're not going to have the electors seat Trump, Pelosi has readied the House and entered the bill as of Monday, 3 days ago. You hear what I'm saying? I'm getting chills here, folks. It's like watching your kid walk out on the highway and you tell him, look out, a train's coming. Or a bus and it's a mile away and you're tied up and can't help him and the kid doesn't listen to you and finally the train or the bus just runs him over. I mean, this is coming like a meteorite that's the size of Manhattan to destroy human life. This is coming to destroy our republic. It's coming. It's coming. The gun is loaded. Their finger is on the trigger. They've already pulled the damn trigger. And just the magnitude of this. And so she's prepared the bill under the Constitution that when the president isn't decided and seated by the 20th of January, 2021, 112 days from now, 79 days after the election, that she will decide who the new president is with a vote in the House of Representatives. Now, that is the game plan. That's what's going down. So Trump's all worried about them stuffing ballot boxes and having dead people vote and all the rest of this and vote harvesting. When that's all just smokescreen, they know there's a landslide for Trump. My God, Telemundo, 66% support Trump after they saw the debate and said he won. There's a collapse in confidence of the globalists. They're done. Their only hope is to steal power and bring in permanent martial law using COVID-19 type lockdowns, and the EU's collapsing, it will have a permanent lockdown. And the Brexit's happening, they want to have a permanent lockdown. Governments have lost control. The corporations that control the governments have lost control. So they're going to bring us into total tyranny. It's not going to be incremental anymore. It's here. It's on top of us right now. I'm sorry to have to give you that news, but here's the good news. This is illegal as hell. This is criminal. This is outrageous. This is disgusting. You know the EU. You know the conservative and liberal parties have all announced in the UK, and the Democrats are announcing here, and they're announcing in Australia, and the UN's announced it, and Canada's announced it, forced inoculations. Mexico is announcing forced inoculations. Just like they made all the girls in Mexico take Gardasil, and guess what? Those girls are all super screwed up now, and their ovaries are fried. I don't want Mexicans brought up here and turned into my enemy and turned into somebody that hates me because I'm white, but I sure as hell don't want to sterilize all the Mexicans. But let me give you a little newsflash. It's going to happen to you whether you're white or whether you're black or whether you're old or whether you're young. We're all in this together, and we better figure that out now. Do we have differences? Have we done stuff to each other? Of course. But this is an AI, global, scientific, end of humanity, end of your family takeover, period. And because it is outrageous the Democrats have tried all these coups and crossfire hurricane and all this stuff, people are hit flat-footed because they have a normalcy bias. And that's why they say, you're not in Kansas anymore. We're in the year 2020. Real technology is about 2060. The globalists don't need you anymore. They don't want you. You've got to decide you have value. You've got to decide you're essential. And you've got to decide you're not going to comply with the global straitjacket they're putting on your ass. Because if they get this on us, it's a harness to carry out our orderly extermination. And there's got to be a point, finally, where you start taking the shots and they admit it kills your ass down the road. And they've now come to that point of going, yeah, 100% of people take our mRNA vaccine, get sick. 80% get sick with the other one. Oh, yeah, there's some side effects. Yeah, sorry. But you're basically going to have your ovaries turn into lacerated, bloody pulps. My God, you read how they add this female hormone to the tetanus shot they give women. And so the second trimester, they have an autoimmune response in the ovaries and in the uterus, and how it doesn't just kill the baby over and over again. It fries the woman's uterus and ovaries and ends up killing them usually down the road. I mean, what a sick system. It'd be nicer for Bill Gates to just go blow these people's heads off. But, oh, they would rise up and fight back. You couldn't get away with that. But if you kill them slow like that, but see, it's like Bill Gates always said when he released the mosquitoes. He's done it in Florida, too. He said, hey, we don't just want the poor people to have these. You need to experience it, too. Oh, don't worry. He's coming for you, too. So we'll play this clip. It's the most important clip and give the number out when we come back. This is the most important thing of the night when Wallace says, you're going to pledge to sit there and let us steal the election, aren't you? And seat Nancy Pelosi as president, aren't you? Aren't you? Aren't you? Aren't you?
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel. Leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterilant vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy. Identify the enemy. Identify your enemy now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I want to give the number out. I want to give your take on the debate on all these major governments announcing we're going to have the military carry out forced inoculations of COVID-19 vaccines if you want to be able to leave your house or travel. Tyranny isn't coming. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. What are you going to do about it? Compliance is death. This is the UN dream, to be able to put in your body what they want, when they want. And the UN's been caught across the world spiking vaccines with sterilants, cancer viruses, polio. Now with these mRNA vaccines that just reprograms your whole body, reprograms every cell in your damn body. It's a nightmare scenario. The precedent is just so revolutionary, so over the top, so science fiction dystopia that it's completely revolutionary is the only word to describe it. It's just unbelievable. And it's all just done like it's no big deal. Just the end of humanity. Big corporations make you put something in you that totally changes you. And we've got vaccines that reprogram your brain with viruses that eat certain synapses so you can't get upset anymore. That means you can't feel high-level emotions anymore. Viral lobotomies, it's all being done. It's all been tested. It's all ready. It's all being rolled out against you. But they metaphysically have to pressure you into doing it. They have to make you acquiesce, they believe, karmically, or they get instant destruction. And they believe in it. They know how the universe works. There's still that key thing. They reject God and the Holy Spirit, the good operating system, so they still get walled off from God. But they escape retribution now in this life. That's why the vampire has to ask you to invite him in. You've got to make him a guest when he crosses the threshold, because you have free will. And I'm not saying it's a real vampire. It's an archetype. Okay, so I talked about this last segment. This is the key to everything. Chris Wallace, a little predatory monster, thinks he's part of the cool crew, thinks he's part of the winning crew. And he sizes up Trump, and he inverts reality. It's the Democrats that say they're not going to accept the election. It's the Democrats that did the mail-in ballots to be able to do this. It's the Democrats that say they prepared the bill where they will decide who they're going to elect after January 20th under the Constitution so they can hold up the election and not have it come out as a clear winner. And they're the ones that have geared up their domestic armies and prepared their violence and set up the cops to defend themselves or property or life in any way that they're terrorist and bad. Like Rittenhouse, whenever Biden called him a white supremacist, just total defamation. The lawyers are now demanding a retraction. Don't hold your breath. So they're making their move. And you already saw it with Crossfire, Hurricane, all the rest of it. That's nothing. When they failed at that, they're going to go out in the open. And all the corporate media and all the big tech and all, from Fox News to CNN, are going to line up against the president. And this is the move to removing. This is about world government and their whole future. And they can't stand it. So we're 33 days out from that. And then it just starts the 79 days of hell. Until the inauguration doesn't happen. And Pelosi has said they'll either have their own inauguration, if somehow he even gets the delegates or gets the electors to seat him. They say they're still not going to go with it. So they've got that option. They've got the option of holding it past where it's not clear to January 20th in 112 days. They'll go that option, or they could try to steal it and stuff the ballots and say he won that night. But they're saying to him, we're allowed to contest, but you don't contest. I know I just keep repeating that every hour, every minute when there's so much other interesting news. All the other news doesn't matter. World government forced inoculations are coming. Trump is against it. If they get rid of him, it's going to go to civil war, physical. This isn't going to take time anymore. They're coming. Pedophilia is out in the open. Devil worship's out in the open. This is it. This is the big assault, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever you do, pray, get involved, go speak out in public. Don't comply with the system, because we are in a revolution with globalists trying to overthrow the country. That's why they're telling you America sucks, why they're telling you we're all racist scum. When you watch the movie Red Dawn, made back in the 80s by Patriots, by Millis, who did his research on the communist. Ellis is a big listener, big fan. I've met his daughter, great folks. You know, he did the Dirty Harry movies, all the rest of it. And I liked having that guy as a fan. But he had a stroke, so that he didn't want to come on the show. But in there, you hear on the loudspeaker where they've rounded everybody up, and they have the local sports stadium with the big movie screen saying, America is a whorehouse of pigs. Your founding fathers are scum. You are racist nobodies. Capitalism is terrible, and you will never be anybody. That's playing in the background. Because that's what really goes on in a re-education camp, ladies and gentlemen. But it's not Russians coming over to do this. The same globalists went over and took over Russia and did it to them. And now Russia has kicked out the globalists, at least partially, and they are so damn pissed. So here is the enemy. Here is the collaborator. Here is Chris Wallace. The whole point of the whole debate is you are not to question on election day. You are to let us hold this out. You're to let us do this. Do not fight us. Do not struggle. But you see, Wallace is scared because they know what they're doing is illegal, is out of control, and is totally transparent. But again, they just keep drumming into us. Trump can't contest when we contest. Trump can't go, well, wait, 97% of the votes are counted, and I've won by this percentage, so if you add that together, I'm the projected winner. No. They're going to have this create the dissension and the fights and the rioting all over it. And there's way too much confidence by Republicans and others. They mean to do this. You're like, well, they're going to fail. They failed all the other times. Yeah. But this is an order of magnitude in escalation. So here's where Chris Wallace tells you everything you need to know. The most important part of the debate. Here it is.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that. And I'll tell you what, from a common sense,
does that mean you're going to tell your people to take to the street?
It means you have a fraudulent election. You're sending out 80 million ballots. They're not equipped to, these people aren't equipped to handle it. Number one. Number two, they cheat. They cheat. Hey, they found ballots in a waste paper basket 3 days ago, and they all had the name military ballots. They were military. They all had the name Trump on them.
Vice President
you think
Biden,
that's good?
Vice President Biden, final question for you.
Streams, ditches, dumpsters, of course, folks, but that's only one level of this. So just like the sun came up this morning, they've told us they're doing it. Podesta does online seminars with the top Democrats 2 months ago admitting the plan. They admit the crimes they're going to commit, and then everyone downgrades it. Like Tulsi Gabbard calls for ban on ballot harvesting, cites Project Veritas video. Okay, good for her. Sounds good, but that's not just ballot harvesting that's illegal in Minnesota. It's that they're paying for it. That's called bribery. But everything is always engineered to make it less. Oh, it's ballot harvesting. No, ballot harvesting is going around and getting people's ballots and putting them in for them, because you can change them or mess with them, and fraud is inherent. When you pay somebody, it's more than inherent. It is bona fide. All right, here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I want to hear from first-time callers today. That's your chance to get involved. First-time callers, I want to hear from that. Anybody called in yesterday, didn't get on air, that means you're a first-time caller still. Go to the head of the line, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 or 512-646-1717. 76 if you want to dial country access code and that number. And I've got so much other news I haven't hit, a bunch of other clips, but I'm not here trying to entertain you. I'm sorry. I'm here trying to save myself and my family. And that means if I'm going to be safe, you got to be safe too. We're all in this together. This is the greatest threat since our founding. Pray to God for mass awakening. That the most important thing is prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Seek God's face, humble yourself, and God will heal our land. Please stay with us. Please spread the word about the broadcast. You're our only hope.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, Dave and I, Noah Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech control by the very dark forces of the globalist is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end.
He's president of the United States. It's on his watch. And with regard to more divided, the nation can't stay divided. We can't be this way. And speaking of my son, the way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and being and just being suckers. My son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot, and the people left behind were heroes.
Really?
And I resent.
Are you talking about
Hell.
Hunter? Are you talking about
I'm
Hunter?
I'm talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about.
I don't know Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter
you know
got
Bo.
Thrown. Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true.
For
it wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became vice president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He
my
made
son,
a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it.
That's enough
and
of
I'm
this.
I'm proud of him.
I wanted to play this because we have the two different statements about calling the military dumb bastards, telling them that they're not too sharp. Exactly what they claim Trump says, word for word, he says to their face, because they knew that video was in opposition research and Trump was planning to play it. Everything they've done, they're in bed with the Russians, they say Trump's in bed with the Russians. They're in bed with the Chinese, they say Trump's in bed with the Chinese. Everything they do, they turn around on President Trump. And, you know, I mean, do you even need me to play the clip that's been played of him saying, clap, you dumb bastards. And then later, man, you're not that sharp. You're pretty dull, aren't you? And he says it with a very arrogant, mean attitude. And he's known for that. He thinks he's better than everybody. He gets up on stage and brags about how he's the best lawyer ever. And I know people that knew him in Delaware. They are crooks, man, and nasty and use people and steal. I mean, that, he doesn't give tips, neither does Hillary. Think about this. Joe Biden doesn't give people tips, folks. He goes in, eats a steak dinner. You don't get $5. He goes into a diner. You don't get a nickel. Because he's a piece of filth. It's disgusting. And, of course, Trump then zings him back and says, $3.5 million from Moscow mayor's wife. And it's all true, folks. It's all going on. It's what they do. It's who they are. And they sold us out to China. And then they admit that they want communist China to basically run the United States. That's Joe Biden saying that. Every aspect of our lives, they need to influence it and be in charge of it. Because they know it's going to come out they work for the Chinese communists. So they just hide it in plain view. Just like Dianne Feinstein. These people are criminals that have committed so many crimes with others, they believe they're invincible in the swamp because everybody else will go down if they go down. Well, here's the problem. You guys are bringing us down and America down. And you're into pedophilia and devil worship and you hate the country. And now you want to forcibly inoculate us. You want to get in our bodies and keep us locked down. You want power over us. And you don't know when to stop pushing. I'm going to go to Sean, Joseph, Mikey, Mike, Steve, Jason, Greg, Catherine, and others. When we start the next hour, I'll go right to you. We do have Jim Hoff of the Gateway Pundit joining us to give us his analysis of the debate. We've got a lot more to get into in the debate. And then we also have CIA asked FBI to investigate if Hillary approved plot to create Russia hoax against Trump. And again, the reason that's coming out is they have to have the FBI investigate what they already know. Because that's the FBI's jurisdiction is here domestically. So that's a big deal. What the CIA is really saying is we were ordered to make up this fake dossier. And we want you to now investigate yourselves and expose it or we're going to leak it. That's what that really says. CIA asked FBI to investigate if Hillary Clinton approved plot to create Russia hoax against Trump. Meanwhile, Comey testifies to the Judiciary Committee on Crossfire Hurricane, which he said did not exist. He testified in Congress twice. And he told the president on record that you were never under investigation, Mr. President. That's not true. He was running the investigation against Trump, and he lied to his face. He lied to Congress, a federal crime. And if you are a head of a department and you lie to the president to his face on an issue of national security, that is a felony as well. But these people have no respect for anybody. I notice Comey is always like, you know, putting behind him American flags and flags, you know, from dead veterans and the rest of it to try to make himself look like a good guy. He's a monster. And he hides behind the very flag he's trying to destroy. He's an enemy of the Republic, an enemy of everybody. I mean, I don't have words to describe how bad these guys are. So your calls are coming up, and I just have unlimited news and information, and I've got all the different clips and all the different angles to cover. But here's the big takeaway. Appeals court upholds extended Wisconsin ballot deadline. And another appeals court has ruled that, yep, the communist judge in Black Lives Matter says it can go for months after. The judges are all saying, oh, you can run it past January 20th. That's the date they're saying. Because then they can not have Trump become president. They tell you. The judges rule. They go, oh, you can have 3 months. Which is longer than 79 days. See how that works? See how that works? Infowars.com. Appeals court upholds extended Wisconsin ballot deadline. And where are they doing this with the mail-ins? All the battlegrounds. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio. That's where they're going to do it. They're going to try to steal Florida, too. All right. Let me just get this out of the way. And I hope you listen to me very, very carefully. When I tell you that I talk to people at the highest levels of food distribution, but also manufacturing, everything from appliances to furniture to lumber to paper to medical goods, it's all breaking down. The supply chains are gone. If one person in a warehouse gets COVID, they shut the whole thing down. We can't get almost a third of the supplements we used to get. Just the companies are like falling apart, won't even take our money, can't even get the products anymore. Everything we have is still in our warehouse in Austin ready to ship. But it's breaking down. There's a big article on Infowars.com by Michael Snyder. It's very important. You should go read it. Global food shortages are becoming very real, and U.S. grocery store chains preparing for worst-case scenarios. And it's got CNN, Bloomberg, all of them admitting that people are now starving to death in Mexico, which that doesn't usually happen in. It's one of the richest third-world countries, if you didn't know that. People are starving to death in Guatemala, Argentina. You don't need to be told. I mean, obviously, Venezuela, it's getting worse than ever. And Africa's starving to death, and just millions have already died, and it's just minor footnote that that's going on. And the UN's got all the numbers on the very crisis they created with the lockdown. COVID didn't kill the people. COVID causes millions to starve. No, the COVID lockdown caused that. That's a fact, but it's a big article. I suggest you read that article, and I suggest you tie it into Yale economist warns of looming dollar collapse. They're trying to collapse the dollar. It's not devalued like the Chinese yuan and yen comparatively. It has been devalued. Again, and a lot of the conservatives are out there doing this because they're on the Chi-Com payroll, folks. Again, it's a fiat currency. Absolutely, it's inflated. It's dangerous. But that's the game we're in now. And to say that we're going down is hoping we go down in the musical chairs and we don't get a chair. It's whoever's left standing in this now. We must keep world reserve currency status. The left pushing for the dollar to die is the most insane thing. It's like pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting it on fire. It is crazy town. So that's all going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. And so you go to preparewithalex.com. You find the full catalog of My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. They take the orders. It's all secured. Best prices you're going to find. Because they have a bunch of distributors, they can't go below the prices that we have. That's their lowest prices as well. Unless they do a special on their page, they have a loophole. And this is making their other distributors mad. I don't cut in on what other people are selling. So it's quick complaining to those folks. But seriously, this is maybe one of the last ones they can do for a while, though, because they believe the food orders are going to uptick again like they did. Where they're already starting to see it. They see the shortages. They've already bought out 6 months. Now they're going to go up in price in a few months because they're going to have to buy more food into the future. And so before food prices go up and before things get crazy and before there's big lines, you want to be prepared in case things go sideways, which it basically already is. So I said, hey, a lot of folks are complaining. You're only got $150 off on the 3 month. People want bigger ones. They said, fine, we'll extend the $150 on the 3 months food supply. Unprecedented. That's at preparewithalex.com exclusively. $300 off the 6 month, $600 off the year, $40 off the Alexa Pure water filtration system. That's a big discount because there's not much margin in there. And 25% off the Ready Hour wireless solar power pack charger and 28 LED room light. One of the highest quality ones out there you're going to find, and the money we do make funds this operation when it's so critical. So InfoWarsStore.com is the regular place to go for the supplements, the books, the films, the t-shirts, and the full selection of My Patriot Supply at the very lowest prices. But if you want to get these special items, 3 month, 6 month, year, and these others, you're going to get the biggest discounts everywhere exclusively at preparewithalex.com or 888 888- 888-411-0350. 888-411-0350. We've got the big InfoWars emergency election sale, total blowout, up to 60%.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always four or five times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. It's the evening of September 26, 2020, and I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil, because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down and they're heroes. And oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at InfoWars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Star Spangled Banner flutters in the sky. That's right. Time hustles those who are afraid to die. Sweet soul sister. I was just looking at the videos, the articles I've got, and I've got loaded phone lines, and they're just incredible. There's some footage I'm going to play at the start of the next segment that I'm going to play then, because there's a couple more things I want to tell the crew to get ready to put together with this, because this is just unbelievable. This is absolutely insane. Clip 13 is not lucky for the globalist. You know, if we got this info out, it's the type of thing that can capture people's imagination and just end their scams. What am I talking about? Just incredible. Democrat rep admits to Governor Tom Wolf that killed all those folks in the nursing homes that we wear the mask for political theater. That's a quote. And to keep his on. It's just amazing. And Fauci, when he's done, he thinks the cameras are done, he takes his off. It's all just that they're of the virtue signalers that care about you. It's disgusting. It's killing millions of people. It makes me so angry. So that's coming up. Your phone calls right away and so much more. And, you know, I've got all this new news here, but I don't want to glaze over Australia, Europe, the UK, and Canada at the city levels. That's where the UN's in control, are announcing we're coming with forced inoculations. And they'll just go to businesses and tell them, you better have the app, you better make sure they have it, and then businesses won't let you in. See how that's the mark of the beast? They'll go, oh, it's a private business. But government and corporations are coordinating and racketeering to do it, and it's illegal. And the Attorney General says this is the greatest thing since slavery. It's the worst thing since slavery. And it is. So do something about it. me tell you, when the globalists start paying for what they've done is when this stuff's going to start reversing. But if we sit here and live in denial, we don't have a hope in hell. And here's the thing. I'm being honest with you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you to move and take action. When I tell you this is going to come down quick, you already see it moving quick. Now, you see what I told you 8 months ago is happening exactly like I told you. Because you can study what they say they're going to do. They're going to do it. And so it's going to move very quickly now. I wish we had years left. I wish we could turn it around all the way. But, I mean, I have to get with grips with my own psyche and just admit the full heart of myself that contact tracers, social workers are coming. They're going to shoot your kids up. They're going to take your kids if you don't give them the shots. And they're just going to get the mass of people behind it and just disappear your family. And it won't matter when you have convulsions. It won't matter when you die. It won't matter when you get sick. Because Bill Gates will laugh at you. Well, here's the deal. If Bill Gates shoots up kids with polio vaccine and they get polio and die, and he knows he's doing it, he deserves to be arrested. He deserves to be tried as a war criminal. And he deserves to be hung by his neck until he's dead. Now, obviously, if you talk like that, Bill Gates will send people after you. Go to hell, Bill Gates. I don't care. You're the murderer. You're the eugenicist that thinks you're saving the planet by depopulating people. Then do it to yourself first. You didn't euthanize your 94-year-old father that died last week. But you tell us we need to kill old people and not give them service. I don't respect people that don't lead by example. Do I get the third world's overpopulated in some areas? Do I get they're malnourished? Do I get that, yeah, and the UN's using them as a weapon against me? I know all the angles. I sat inside your brain, buddy boy. The truth is, you work for a sinister anti-human force that wants to kill everybody. And that's the big trick about this. They want to get everybody. They want a post-human world. They want the machines to take over. He admits it. So not just no to your plan. Hell no, Bill Gates. Now, I'm not going to kill you, and nobody should do anything violent to you. We just talk about how you're violently attacking us and how you are a murdering criminal that needs to be brought to justice.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And 100% real. Nobody calls out Bill Gates and survives long. But I've got my duty, and I actually enjoy it. If I got to get smashed, flattered to pancake to turn this around, well, that's what I was born for. That's what this is all really about, isn't it? But what's going to satisfy your soul? Certainly not serving Satan. Yeah, we're not hedging our bets. That's why I love the term Zero Hedge, that great website. Zero Hedge here, folks. All in. All right, we're going to your calls here, but let me hit something really big right now. There was a hot mic yesterday where Democrat representative admits to Governor Tom Woods, political theater, warn for on camera. A hot mic picked up the Pennsylvania House rep admitting to the state's governor, Tom Wolf, that face masks are only being worn for camera as political theater. And that's why when you see Pelosi or Schumer or Feinstein or any of these people, they're not wearing them at restaurants. The Philadelphia mayor, the Denver mayor, or the Houston mayor, none of them do it. Pelosi doesn't wear it. Remember when she's at the plate? It's all a fraud. It's about the power they have to shut your business down and their businesses stay open. Like Governor Psycho Newsom. He never closed. He has the biggest wine company and restaurant chain where people go pay $100 a piece to drink wine and eat fancy food at these damn vineyards he's got. He kept them open the whole time. He should be politically torn limb from limb. But no, he sits there and laughs at everybody. And Facebook goes, no one is setting fires in Oregon or California or Washington. And then there's dozens being arrested and dozens of videos of people setting fires, and they arrest the same guy 2 days in a row, who's Antifa and BLM. And then people go, oh, Joe Rogan, you're wrong. You said the fires are being set by Antifa. He goes, I'm sorry. Because Facebook said Trump can't declare himself the winner. Facebook said they won't let Trump say that. And now Fox News says, hey, you're not allowed to say that you contest the election. Only we can. They're pissing in your face. They're rubbing it in. They're teaching you that you have no rights. They're taking 800 years of Western British common law, Magna Carta, Constitution, Bill of Rights that millions died for. And you notice, boom, they take your right away. You are now absolutely overrun. So here's the hot mic where she walks over. She's like, listen, you got to keep it on. The sheep have got to see it. Like when they're on the news. Oh, and Colbert's, you know, at home. It's too dangerous to go out. I know the audience knows all this, but this is just outrageous. So let's go ahead and roll the video.
Oh, no. So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off when I speak. So.
I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Okay.
So that it's on camera.
Can we roll the footage of Fauci for TV viewers, radio listeners? Anybody can just type in Fauci. When he sees the cameras turn off, he thinks he moves, takes it off, and walks out. Fauci is a slave, though. You know, at first, Fauci's like, don't wear masks. They don't help you, because it's true. But then once the establishment said, no, keep them on as a cult symbol and as a symbol of division, getting you ready for the vaccine, well, then it happened. And there's footage of him in Congress. Just type in, Fauci takes off mask in Congress after cameras turned off. And then they do this thing where they sit 30 feet apart. I mean, again, I know you know all that, but it's outrageous. You know, I go for hikes a couple days a week. And when I walk by the slaves, I don't care if it's one time or 50 times. I say COVID-19 is an overblown scam designed to kill the economy and starve the third world to death. And I let them know. All right, let's go ahead now and go to this last piece. Notice that Melania Trump did not wear a mask during the debate, but Biden's wife did. And again, that's all part of their virtue signaling. And I know you know that as an audience. So what are you doing to warn others? We'll take this clip, the last 5 minutes, we'll post it to Band-Up Video with a headline, Hot Mic, Democrats Admit Masks Are Part of Political Theater. And if you share that on your email and your text message, on the last frontiers of where you can communicate, and they're starting to censor that, it will change the tide. And tell others, look, they admit the mask is a scam. Share this. Put in the email, share it. Call people. Get them to open it. Hey, I emailed you this. Open it and share it. That triggers what do they fear? Chain reactions. Okay. I'm going to your calls ahead of Jim Hoft and so much more. I got a lot of big news, but we won't cover that at the bottom of the hour because I'm going to your calls. We got more excerpts of the debate. We've got Sean. We've got Mike, Joseph, Dave, David, Mikey, Mike, Tanya, Jason, Greg, Catherine, and many, many others. Let's go ahead and go to Tanya in the great state of Colorado first. Tanya, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First off, I wanted to say thank you for everything you're doing. Love what you're doing. Love your team. And I have you in my prayers constantly. I wanted to mention Amendment 20. Richard Proctor was on Doug Hagman's show a couple of weeks ago. And I know he's often on David Knight's show, but he was going over the 20th Amendment is really going to be, if Trump doesn't do something before the election, the way these states are extending how long they have to for voters to file.
For folks that don't know, under the 20th Amendment, on the 20th of January, if Trump hasn't been seated, Pelosi and the House of Representatives, the Democrat run, will decide who's the president.
Exactly. And it's horrifying. And if Trump doesn't get that through his head that he has to use his power now to stop them, then I don't know what to say.
And by the way, you know how frustrating it is that it's only David Knight and a few other people. And by the way, let's get that guest on. He's excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see everybody. I want to be made obsolete. I don't want forcible injections. I don't want microchips. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to be married to bear a muzzle. And that's what's so frustrating is so many other people territorialize info. I don't care who gets the credit. I just want everybody to know we're right. And I've had the biggest names, Joe Rogan, you name it. It's not about bragging. But I don't want to get him in trouble. It's just, you name it, the big names have called me and said, man, you were right. We apologize. Wow, you were a visionary. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Just get this out. They're like, well, we're trying. You know, we're curtailing what we can do. So the biggest people, you know, not just Joe Rogan, the big names, they all call me. And they say, oh, my God, you're right. Oh, my God, what do we do? And I'm like, well, you need to go public. The only one that's done that and has had courage is Tucker Carlson. And that's it. And he can't even go that far because they try to control him.
It's amazing. I wish we could take over the airwaves just like in They Live and just push the signal out to all these sheeple that are asleep. I'm so sick of the people wearing masks and not fighting back against it. And that's the first thing. Are they not seeing what's going on? They probably aren't because they're watching mainstream media. They're not seeing what's going on in the rest of the world. And we have that to look forward to. The tyranny is coming down on us. And if we don't stop it now, we have no chance to fight back. And it just makes me so nervous.
Exactly. The gates are closing.
Yes.
It's like the Temple of Doom or Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's running through the temple and he's got to just jump under the door as it's closing. The damn door is closing. This is admitted pure tyranny, laughing at us, admitting they're going to F us up. And I mean, it's like a guy pulls a knife, he's about to stab you. You got to fight. They're coming with deadly poison vaccines, and they know it's going to hurt so many people. They're like, a lot of people are going to die and get sick. They already are dying in the test. We don't care. They're getting to the point where they're admitting they're going to hurt us to normalize that.
Exactly. I wish Trump wouldn't be so politically correct. He just needs to take the gloves completely off and, you know, and, oh, maybe get Kayleigh McEnany during her her press conferences to show video. Like, it was great when she showed Nancy Pelosi without the mask. They need to show more of those videos.
That's a fireside chat 2.0.
Yes.
He needs at least twice a week at the White House, show people. God bless you. And look, a lot of folks thought Trump did a terrible job last night. They were interrupting. They were all over. He did an A-. But absolutely, he should have said, Joe Biden wants your guns. He hates America. He presided over the destruction of the country. Should have just got his points out. And so I get why people are mad at Trump. They want to see even more from him. And I predict he'll do just like last time. He'll get stronger in the next debate. That's why the Democrats don't want another debate. That tells you he won last night.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, it really was Trump debating two different men. Joe Biden clearly has got some blood transfusions and some speed. Still didn't do a very good job, but they sure lied their asses off. How dare you say the troops are dumb bastards? But he's on video saying it. Just upside down world. Mike in Chicago, what'd you think of the debate last night, my friend?
I want to say that whole thing was a joke yesterday. Like, I've never seen a president get blueballed so much in a debate. It's ridiculous, man.
Oh, the absolute disrespect of the president. But I think America sees through that. What do you think of the CNN focus group? Everybody said Trump won, but one lady, and 66% of Hispanics in a Telemundo poll said that Trump won.
Well, you know, it makes sense. I mean, if you listen to some of the stuff that he says in there, like the things that he talks about, like with the forest fire, everything in California, with the fact that they weren't handling their forest management that good, you know, it's like, you know, he had some really key points. And I feel that Chris Wallace just kind of passed him by to go to Joe Biden. I mean,
you mean Chris the really Rat Wallace would interrupt every time Trump said something really powerful? Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
But give us your honest view. I mean, how good do you think Trump did? Where did he do bad? What do you wish he would have said?
I mean, I kind of wish he would have went a little bit more into the whole ballot mismanagement, like with Ilhan Omar, you know, to kind of bring up that point how the Democrat Party's kind of trying to create like a fraud election with the mail-in ballot.
Absolutely. Mike, we love you. We appreciate you calling from Chicago, brother. Keep spreading the word. That's the only way we're going to win. Let's go to a caller in Wyoming. Let's talk to Greg in Wyoming. Greg, go ahead.
Alex, it's a beautiful day in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. The skies are blue, but I can see a dark cloud coming at us.
It makes me think of that Merle Haggard song about the middle of nowhere, like somewhere like Montana. I tell you, Wyoming's really pretty too, brother. You see a dark cloud coming. What do you see?
Well, I see a false flag election coming on us. And this mailed-in election just really cannot be allowed. And because the common thought is that if we have a mailed-in election, it's going to be Democrats voting for Biden. But I don't see that. What I see them doing is false flagging Trump and Trump supporters, the American people, by stuffing the ballot boxes with Trump votes. So then they know where to find the votes, and they can point their wicked fingers of blame at you and me and Donald Trump, and they claim that we rigged the election.
Oh, you think they're going to claim that Republicans stuffed the ballot box?
Yes, sir. They're wicked people. That's their M.O. They always project their crimes onto others and then attack the innocent. They do it all the time.
No, you're right. If they follow their pattern of always blaming us for what they do, they would stuff the ballot boxes with fake Trump votes to then claim that Trump had engaged in fraud and then throw the election. I mean, bottom line, they want to throw the election into question to bring in the 20th Amendment so that Pelosi can have a vote and that she can basically appoint who she wants president. But I think you're right. I think that's something we should definitely watch for. Because notice, Chris Wallace kept saying, you're not going to contest the election. You're not going to cause a problem. When the Democrats say they're contesting, Hillary, Podesta, Biden, they all say they're going to contest.
but then Trump can't contest. That is just crazy. How does Trump respond to that with 33 days out?
Well, he's got to just nullify this whole mailed-in election. I mean,
exactly, but they've got the courts ruling it can be done on purpose. Thank you so much. This is a big deal, folks. They never had a way to get rid of Trump before because he wasn't in bed with Russia. He wasn't in bed with Ukraine. Everything fell apart. But this time they can use the election as the process to do this. And we've got the Supreme Court situation coming up. This is so explosive. All right, let's go to Mike in Arizona. Then we'll go to Catherine and others. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. 65-year-old citrus farmer here in the Phoenix area, libertarian. Been listening to you for 15 years. I take a lot of your products. You're a good man. And, you know, my folks did a fundraiser for Goldwater back in the day. We're all libertarians here. And I spread the news for Trump everywhere I go because I'm getting ready to retire, Alex. And I look at a guy like Joe Biden, who's done nothing for 50 years. How in the heck was he prepared last night? It seems to me they juiced him up, propped him up, and it seems to me he got the questions ahead of time. What do you think?
He definitely did. He's been rehearsing for weeks. They admit he got the questions. That's come out. But here's what's more important. The blood transfusion. Now, that gives you a danger of stroke, but if they give you a young person's blood, especially a teenager's or younger, of a healthy teenager, that's what you're witnessing right there, was undoubtedly blood transfusions. Do you notice how much plump his face was? But look at his hands. They were way more plumpy than usual. Biden, you know, definitely got blood transfusions. See the eyes bugging out? His eyes don't normally do that. Think about how shriveled he looked just days before. How did he suddenly gain like 10 pounds? Blood transfusion, brother. And listen, Barry Goldwater was awesome. And, you know, he helped educate people, Senator Goldwater. So it was the actions of your parents way back then that led to the chain reaction of Ron Paul and InfoWars and everything today. We really appreciate you, Mike. Anything else?
Real quick, Alex, you know, if Trump hadn't been as aggressive as he usually is last night, Wallace kept throwing him body checks. I mean, it was insane. You could see how one-sided it was. The other thing, Alex, real quick, your callers are talking about the 20th Amendment. If Pelosi has a chance to vote somebody in, who takes over? And then what do we look like real quick on January 20th or thereabouts? Or let's assume that sucker Biden gets in somehow. What does that look like, Alex?
Well, you notice Chris Wallace said, and we got to cue this up again and play it next segment, he said, your people, if it's contested and held up a few weeks or months, they're not going to be aggressive, are they? Because they're really worried about us getting aggressive and finally removing them. They're going to have their people burning things and shooting and killing. But if we raise a finger, we're terrorists. Well, once they get full control, they're coming for everybody. So when they're still in the election, the American people have a right and a duty, however they see fit, to stand up against it. That doesn't mean going downtown to fight their Antifa meth heads. They're paying $20 an hour. It means who are the enemy? Who are the globalists? What have they done? And that's where we are. We have a foreign Chinese communist-backed attempt to take over the country. They're really trying it because they never got in trouble. So why shouldn't they? So I ask the listeners, that's what I'm saying. What do we do? Thank you so much, Mike. All right, we got actually three or four calls in that segment. We're going to come back, go to Catherine. We got so many other callers. I'm going to go in the order they received, Sean and many, many others. Your calls are straight ahead. I'm not somebody that talks about violence to act tough, and I'm not planning any myself, but when they're coming with forced inoculations, they admit it can kill you or make you sick and doesn't even protect you. And when they're saying that they're going to take your kids away under UN auspices if you don't let them take the vaccine, and when they're saying we're going to kill cops and we're going to stop you at checkpoints and make you pledge allegiance to a George Soros group and we're going to put a cap in your ass, I'm done. And I've been on here 26 years, and I'm just telling folks, like Christ said, sell your cloak and buy a gun. Now, a cloak was your overgarment. He didn't say sell your underwear. He didn't sell your loincloth. You wrap a thing around yourself. He didn't say share your shorts or your shirt or your sandals. He said sell your cloak. Better for you to get cold at night than for you to not have a weapon. The thing's going to keep you warm and safe is a weapon. You need weapons now, ladies and gentlemen, to defend you and your family. This is a communist takeover. Soros is color revolutionizing us right now, and he's coming for us and our families. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above
religious institutions above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet, and there are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home, until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Mr. President, the Supreme Court will hear a case a week after the election in which the Trump administration, along with 18 state attorneys general, are seeking to overturn Obamacare, to end Obamacare. You have spent the last...
Because they want to give good health care.
If I may ask my question, sir.
Good health care.
Over the last 4 years, you have promised to repeal and replace Obamacare, but you have never in these 4 years come up with a plan, a comprehensive plan to replace Obamacare.
Of course I have.
Well,
I got rid of the individual mandate.
Excuse me.
I got rid of the individual mandate, which was a big chunk of Obamacare. That is absolutely a big thing. That was the worst part of Obamacare. Chris,
you're
that was the worst
him,
part
me.
Of Obama.
Let me ask my question.
Well, I'll ask Joe.
The individual mandate
was the most unpopular aspect of Obamacare. I got rid of it.
I'd like
and
you
we
to,
will protect
Mr.
people
President,
with
I'm the moderator
rights.
Of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer
Go
your
ahead.
Question. You, in the course of these 4 years, have never come up with a comprehensive plan to replace Obamacare, and just this last Thursday, you signed a largely symbolic executive order to protect people with pre-existing conditions 5 days before this debate. So my question, sir, is what is the Trump health care plan?
Right. Well, first of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised. Let me just tell you something, that there's nothing symbolic. I'm cutting drug prices. I'm going with favored nations, which no president has the courage to do because you're going against Big Pharma.
That's how the scam works, is they create Obamacare that Ezekiel Emanuel admitted was meant to wreck the system and then create single payer still run by big banks so they can charge you whatever they want and get rid of competition. Even more nightmare. That's like fascism, not even communism. And they do these scams over and over again. So here's Trump. We pay the highest amount for prescription drugs because the middleman, he's got a deal to slash up to 90%. They don't want to hear any of that. And Chris Wallace does that. It's truly disgusting. I'm going to go to your calls very, very soon. We also have some other guests joining us, the head of Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft, is going to be popping in and more today. But I wanted to get, and I appreciate him coming on from Europe, on very, very, very short notice, Dan Lyman. Because this is the type of thing that's at EuropeWars.com that will bring them down. If you just charge George Soros or the NGOs under him that publicly pay for the Zodiac boats, pay for the human smuggling, it's all felonies, pay for the caravans, then it'll stop. That's why on Fox News every once in a while has a guest on to say it. Oh, you can't say that. Or, oh, you can't talk about that. Judicial watch on the different business shows or even former Speaker of the House just last week getting told, you know, oh, you're not supposed to get into George Soros, and that was Newt Gingrich. So he's striking right at the root here, and Greece is taking action. Smashes migrant trafficking network, arrests dozens of non-governmental organization operatives. So this is the right direction. We now have, in just a month, more people coming across the English Channel with Spain and France organizing it. And the British government trying to cover it up. So the invasion is heating up again for round two as the third world collapses under COVID lockdown. The COVID is not causing the mass death and the migration. It is the COVID lockdown that is causing it. And again, that's part of the larger globalist plan, again, of divide and conquer. So Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, investigative journalist, joins us to give us this latest news and other developments.
Yeah, we had a big story break out of Greece yesterday, really big development. Kind of went under the radar for about 24 hours, and then it started breaking on the European news and in the Greek local news. Basically, the government has been conducting an investigation. The counterterrorism and the intelligence agencies has been investigating these groups that have been involved in migrant smuggling. They believe that they have transported thousands of migrants from the shores of Turkey onto the Greek islands, specifically onto the island of Lesbos. And so this is a big, big deal. They have basically smashed this network and rolled up 33 operatives of four different NGO, non-governmental organizations. Most of them were based in Germany, three out of the four. And the fourth, nobody had really heard of. It's probably one of these ones that kind of operates under the radar. And all the operatives that they rolled up are from outside Greece. We have Swiss residents, German, French, Bulgarian, all from all over Europe, and then two more from outside Europe. Both of them were apparently illegal migrants. And basically, this strikes, like you said, at the root of the operation. This is where the money is flowing in from the top. These organizations actually work hand in hand with the United Nations, with the International Organization for Migration, and they basically work to transport migrants from Turkey that have come in from other countries such as Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and bring them into Europe, and then the operation goes on from there to bring them onto mainland Europe.
Continue laying this out.
Sure. What is interesting about this is, like I said, they have been bringing them onto these islands. They bring them to the islands typically that are closest to Turkey. Lesbos is the one that is most notorious because at this point they have been inundated with over 10,000, sometimes as many as 20,000 migrants at any given time for years now on an island with a much smaller population. And what happened recently was the migrant camp there, the asylum center, that was designed to only hold a few thousand people, which has been holding over 10,000 people for a long time now, it basically burned to the ground. And because of that, these NGO operatives were then able to apply pressure on the governments around Europe, on the EU, not that it was really much needed, it's all part of the plan, and also on the Greek government to then relocate the migrants that had been staying on this island, that they were having difficulty getting them off the island onto the mainland. They were able to use this as the excuse to basically pressure governments into taking many migrants and saying, you know, well, we've had a catastrophic loss of the asylum center here, so now we need somewhere to put them. And that operation has already begun. They're already moving migrants into countries such as Germany and the Netherlands. And so that's what's going on. So this operation runs deep. Just getting them from Turkey to Greece, the Greek islands, is a big thing. But then from there, they have ways where they move them onto the mainland. And
then
to be
they're
very
politically
clear,
owned by Soros. They're politically owned and are continually controlled as operatives.
Absolutely. And that's where they get a lot of their funding. Now, the people that are actually working on the ground, I call them Antifa of the sea. These people, you look at them, you know that they are definitely Antifa sympathetic, if not actual outright supporters
or
members themselves.
These are skinny jean, liberal trendies, look like meth heads from Europe, from Germany, from the U.S. As you said, mainly Germany.
Absolutely. A lot of Germans are involved with this. And, you know, I've heard some pretty harrowing stories about the way that these NGO operatives comport themselves with the migrants themselves. I've heard stories that a lot of them sleep with the migrants. They're in close contact with them.
Oh, yeah. It's all very piratical.
Absolutely. You know, they're in close contact with them on these boats sometimes for weeks at a time if they can't get into a port. So they spend a lot of time with them. And you know, what's amazing about the whole thing is you have these governments that are shutting down their countries, locking up their citizens under the guise of being worried about COVID-19, the coronavirus. But at the same time, they're bringing in thousands of foreigners who are either untested or many of them often do test positive, and they bring them into these European countries to then compound this supposed situation.
And then again, 90% of the time, within 3 years, none of them have jobs, and it creates these giant ghettos that then governments control. This is a plan. The United Nations admits it. You've exposed it at europewars.com. What do you make of them trying to stop Nigel Farage going and videotaping and showing them landing? I mean, this is crazy.
Absolutely. That's another situation that continues to get crazier, as we reported a few days ago. After just over 3 weeks into the month of September, they had received more migrants crossing the English Channel than all of 2019 combined. And there is no sign of that abating at this point. Nigel Farage has done one of the greatest services by getting out in the field and reporting on that himself. He's fashioned himself as an investigative journalist at this point, and he's exposing that. And recently today, I saw a report that, we've been reporting on this, that they're housing them in hotels. They are now housing them in over 90 hotels in the UK, according to this report. Some of them are four-star hotels, and the UK taxpayers are paying for this despite...
Incredible. Dan, come back with us in a couple of days for a full hour and send me all the material, because I know you got a lot more of what we want you to be able to get into, because I know you know a lot more than I do, pretty much anybody does, about this at europewars.com. Please come back and break it all down. Phone calls are straight ahead. Let me talk to you during the breakdown. We'll be right back on Alex Jones. Remember, the only way this information gets out is you share the links.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way that totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, who starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19 which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to the most demonized, most lied about program on earth. Wow. And it's because of what we cover. We cover the verboten, the forbidden, the secret. And we do it with the evidence and the facts and the history. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, I want to go to like six calls during this segment. I want to get to everybody and then just continue on the next hour. Catherine in Virginia, welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick, I just wanted to say that those who thought President Trump was angry and aggressive forget that he just came face to face with one of the key coup players who plotted to impeach, indict, and ultimately was willing to execute him.
That's right. He was there with a globalist Russian Chi-Com agent that hates this country, that's trying to destroy his family, and has to sit there while the little attack dog is on his leg, and then Biden's sitting over there laughing at him. You're absolutely right.
That's all I wanted to say. I know you have other callers. Thank you.
No, Catherine, that's beautifully said. What other pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, you're one of the few people that understand what it's like to be so publicly defamed and vilified. I can't imagine if you came face to face with someone you could identify as the one behind the threats against you, your family, your nation. I thought Trump, under the circumstances, did remarkably well not to walk across the stage and just pummel the hell out of Biden.
Well, that's why he looked better than 4 years ago. I mean, he did. He looked very strong. But they were constantly interrupting him and constantly fake fact-checking him. I mean, nobody could do as good as he did last night. Other than he could have just jammed talking points in at him. And basic things, you're not getting our guns, America's awake to you scum, it's over for you. That's the stuff his advisors tell him don't do. I agree with Robert Barnes, who said he's in too big a bubble, he's got too many people saying be polished. No, folks don't want polished, they want brass knuckles. God bless you, Catherine. You know, the people that attack me, I don't even hate them, because they're under Satan's control. I'm more sad than anything. But the things that they've done to me and my family, I've never read about in books. I mean, it's new stuff under the sun. It's the level of evil, the level of manipulation, the level of delusion. Really what it is crazy. People that are evil may be high-functioning psychopaths, but they're still crazy. They got screws loose. I mean, they come up with stuff that no sane person would do. And
Here's what I want to say, that I'm going to your calls. The level of tyranny we're already living under is astounding. It's astonishing. It's staggering. Stupefying. The things already going on in this country are just horrifying. And the arrogance of the people pushing it and the low-level minions that aren't even getting power out of it. In fact, they're being enslaved. They're being destroyed. They're having their future taken out from under them. The left is running around saying, we want the dollar to die to get Trump. That's like saying they want to burn their house down to get somebody that lives across town. I mean, look, they have a satanic energy about them. And it doesn't make sense because it doesn't make sense. They're a death cult. And look, if I could run off to the countryside somewhere with my children and get away with from this system, I would do it. But you can't get away from it. You can't get away from this system. It's coming, and it's coming fast. You're going to have to fight, folks. I'll just be honest. If I could run to some country and have another 50 years and 40 years, and I would leave. There's nowhere to go. Our back's against the wall. And it just makes me sick. Because when I was not as knowledgeable, I could war game things and think, well, we'll defeat the enemy. We'll crush them in the fight. But they're soulless nobodies. And so it's they're like non-player characters. And so it doesn't even do anything. It's just ridiculous. It's all a loss. It's all a fraud. It's all empty. It's all pointless. It's all stupid. But it's all because the devil wants to destroy us. And once you figure out, oh, there's an entity, oh, it's real, then everything makes sense. All right, let's go back to the calls. I said I'd take six calls. I'm not. I've only taken one. Let's talk to Sean in Ohio. Sean, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, man. We love you. We appreciate you for your work, man.
I appreciate
you,
brother.
Hey, my problem is this. Trump needs to just come out and expose this whole COVID thing. The left is just running laps behind him, just waiting and waiting until Nancy Pelosi gets her chance to poke her
head. No, I agree. I gave Trump bad advice 8 months ago, and I said, you better get ahead of this. It could be deadly. I know it's man-made, but you need to say it's serious so that they don't blame you politically for not responding, which was true at one political level. But he should have just attacked it and destroyed it up front, but we didn't have all the total facts yet. We had a good idea. So nobody's, you know, been purposely wrong here. But yeah, now it's time to just destroy the whole thing, not go, oh, we did the best job ever, we whatever, because they've made it political. He needs to destroy Fauci, destroy Gates, destroy them all.
That's my point. Why didn't he do that yesterday on stage? Why didn't he just come out and just put a border right there?
Because it would tank the dollar. It would tank the stock market, and he understands we're in an economic war. So I know what he's doing, and I'm not even saying I disagree. Here's the thing. I want frontal attacks until I think about the consequences. And so that's why I'm a surrogate. All of us are surrogates for President Trump if we decide to be. We can be the attack dogs, whereas in some cases he can't. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. And one last thing. A big problem I'm having over here in this little town of Ohio is just nobody cares, man. Like, everybody, I'm 29 years old, and all my peers, like, I try to get them to watch the debate and everything, just nobody cares about none of this stuff. But it seems like the mass majority could just care less until hell comes raining down.
And then they'll buy whatever the system says to get out of it. You're absolutely right. But there's always followers. Leaders are only a few percentage points. So don't get down because the average young person isn't informed. Well, there are a lot of young people that are. But I would just plant the seeds with them. And they'll laugh now. They'll cry later. But then you'll have the effect you need to get them to actually wake up when the chips are down. Everything is about planting seeds. Then they'll come to fruition. They'll laugh about it today. But if they didn't hear you say, don't take the vaccine, you're going to get sick, then when they take it and have a convulsion and their feet are numb and they start bleeding out their ass and, you know, they're going to go, oh, my God, it was the vaccine. And then when they're dying 5 years later from the cancer, they'll warn everybody and then their life will have value. If you don't tell them it's the vaccine, they won't even know what kills them. You understand that? So we don't want them to die, but they're going to die. They're going to kill themselves with the vaccine. It's going to slowly kill them. Then Bill Gates and the hospitals will suck the money out of them before they die. You need to let them know who killed them before they die. And I don't mean that in a sick way. That way their life has value. You need to let them know now. They'll laugh now, and they'll cry later. God bless you. I'm going to go to break, come back with more calls. If I don't do this, we won't be on air. And plus, these are great products. We've got the high-quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K, the highest quality you're going to find out of the tongue. Winter Sun with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the InfoWars Emergency Election Sale. And quite frankly, as a strategist, I really should just sell out of everything we've got now before the election in 33 days, because word is they're just going to shut everybody's bank accounts down and everything else. And you notice they're going to have a total internet kill switch goes in day of the election where no one's allowed to say Trump really won. I mean, the real digital kill switch, martial law, goes in 33 days. The real, everything else was just a prelude. So you just think, oh, this is just one more level of it when it happens. They're normalizing it. So it's a good chance. It's your last chance to get an InfoWars t-shirt, get a book, get a water filter, get 8-pack power stack. It's selling out. We can't even get the ingredients in it anymore. That's 60% off free shipping. Survival Select 2, the good iodine, highest quality you're going to find, 50% off free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Vaso Beats, Ascendawise, selling out, still massively discounted. Free shipping on all that. Nascent Iodine Power Pack, X2 and X3. We also have the X3 spray, the first truly atomic iodine spray that's topical and for internal ingestion available. Prostaguard with the high-quality zinc and saw palmetto, $19.95. That's an incredible deal, plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Refusions, got all the vitamins and minerals for adults and children. It's great. It's massively discounted, plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Biden for Nursing Home t-shirt. That won't be available after the election. That is a collector's item. It's all there. And the only way we're able to stay on air is you getting products you already need. And I just want to get as much money as I can and be able to put it in some side bank accounts so that we're able to continue operating into the future. And it's just ridiculous what's been going on. And it's a prelude. They're going to take your internet away. They're going to take your bank accounts away. It's already happened to us a bunch. We've had to move around, just ongoing. And this is tyranny. Everything you saw in Nazi Germany, but it's against the American people. And it's run by George Soros, Nazi collaborator. And so everything that the Nazis did, now the Rothschilds are doing to us because we beat Hitler. I guess they're mad about it or something. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But InfoWars, it's because we're Christians. That's what it is. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get InfoWars products while you still can. It's not just us that's in trouble. It's everybody, folks. It's all going down.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
segments, Gateway funded, and they had the best, widest coverage I saw. Article-wise, we had the best live TV coverage and radio coverage here at InfoWars. Great job, the crew. We'll continue with your calls after he leaves us. We have a lot of calls to get to. We've already gotten to a lot. Let me see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Arizona. Joseph, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. Basically, it starts with, I believe that someone's feeding him lines. And I say this because quite often during the debate, I guess I should say, he was touching his ear or doing simple signs over and over after he got off track. Then he would get back on track, shuffle his notes, and touch his ear again after he was slurring words and mispronouncing stuff. So I would put that out there, and he went back for his mask after forgetting it, being reminded by one of his agents. You know, that's kind of suspicious.
Brother, the whole thing's suspicious. But I mean, he's a globalist criminal that sold the country out. I mean, if Trump couldn't even talk, I would still support him for his record. But I think that Trump won the debate. What did you think?
Question. It was pretty funny. I was laughing pretty much all the time during it.
Yeah, and look, I know folks wanted him to be more vicious, but he got a lot of good points in. Thank you for the call, brother. Glad you called. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air. Or Mikey.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I was calling in to talk about the Biden situation. I don't know if, well, people seen it last night, but it was when he was talking about condemning the rioting and everything in the cities. He said he didn't hold public office, you know, so I can call if I want to. You don't have to hold public office.
Well, that's a total cop-out. He's the Democrat nominee. They're doing it because they say they hate Trump. That is the biggest criminal cop-out. I'm glad you raised that. Oh, I don't hold office, so I don't condemn it. Wow.
Call in, you know. I don't have to hold a seat in office to be able to call in, you know, to condemn rioting.
Well, by the way, you do hold an office when you're the nominee. I mean, you're the guy running for president, and you don't condemn burning down and shooting people in the head for no reason?
You've been in office 47 years. It's ridiculous.
You're absolutely right. What would you have liked to have seen Trump say? I would have just said, this man wants your guns. This man wants your children. This man is a Chinese agent. He's your enemy. If you want to save the country, vote for me. We turn the economy around. They wrecked it with their fear-mongering. They want to keep us shut forever. They want to bankrupt this country. Don't let them do it. But notice they didn't get any opening statements. They didn't get any, you both have 5 minutes. Notice it wasn't a real debate style. It was Chris Wallace controlling everything.
I totally agree. He should have brought up the CDC, hiding the numbers, and I really thought he was going to on that, you know. But
well, he was being interrupted the whole time.
There's a lot of things I was hoping he was going to say, but he didn't. But like you said, he's got his people telling him to play his part, so.
That's right. All right, Mikey, thank you so much. Now, we've got Jim Hoff of the Gateway Pundit, which I think did the best job article-wise covering every facet of it. I literally read, like, 15 articles last night, about 20 today. Got a huge stack of Gateway Pundit articles right here. We're going to look at different angles of this, and we're going to get his take. How do you think Trump did? And we're also going to get, you know, his view on what he thinks should happen in the next debates. But here's my view. We're going to break right now for 60 seconds. Come back to Jim Hoft. Telemundo, 66%. They had a CNN focus group. Only one lady out of a group of people thought Biden won. Clearly he won. A lot of people are pissed thinking he didn't attack enough. Well, you try having Chris Wallace attached to your leg, interrupting you constantly, and Joe Biden stumbling around. So Trump is the man in the arena. We salute him. We're very, very excited. And the biggest tell that Trump won, hands down, is the Democrats don't want any more debates now. Ha ha. We'll be right back with Jim Hoff at GatewayPundit.com. Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, he is a hard guy to get on. We really appreciate his work. He's Jim Hoff. I'm Alex Jones, your host. He's with us for two segments, and we're going to go back to your calls and a bunch of news. Jim Hoff has had great coverage over at GatewayPundit.com. We covered the event live last night, the debate. Wow, to see Trump having to debate two people, to see him interrupting five times more, but still Trump clearly won. We would have liked to see Trump be able to get a word in edgewise. Jim Hoff, you're an astute fella, and then also canvassing the Internet. What do you think the biggest takeaway is from what we saw, this hugely anticipated presidential debate? I know the most anticipated in my lifetime. I mean, I guess Kennedy versus Nixon, in 1960 might have been as big. This was huge.
Yeah, I think Trump did pretty well, all things considered. I was disgusted with Chris Wallace. His behavior was just atrocious. I've never seen a debate moderator that biased, and truly he threw himself in the ring, and that was disgusting. I'm one of the people that will never watch that guy again. I didn't really watch him much anyway, to tell you the truth, Alex. I've known he's a never Trumper since 2015, and I haven't watched his show since then. But this was his moment. And what's interesting is I think Trump accomplished one thing. He wanted to expose Joe Biden, and he absolutely did that. Joe Biden looked unhinged. He looked flustered. He was mean. His name calling was, certainly not presidential. And he also looked, disheveled and,
well, let's say he looks like a crazy old man that shoots at kids that he catches in the pumpkin patch.
Right. And that's, I think, what Trump's goal was, obviously. I think the other big takeaway was this morning. I wasn't sure how things went. And then we saw, of course, as you mentioned, the poll from the Hispanic poll, which was amazing, and then this morning when I saw all of these Democrats, and I put up a list of a few of them who were like, this should be the last debate. We don't need any more debates. Yeah, this is really bad. We don't need debates. Alex, that tells you everything you need to know. Trump accomplished what he needed to do, and I think for your viewers too, Alex, and I know you remember this, but Trump's first debate against Hillary, he was pretty much milquetoast. It wasn't until the second and third debates that he really, came on strong and did exceptional.
That's what I said at the start of the broadcast is Trump's a late bloomer, and he kind of 50-50 first debate, destroyed her second and third debate. And I think the Democrats know that. That's why they don't want more debates.
Absolutely. And Joe Biden was exposed, and good for Trump because he was asking Joe Biden the only hard questions. Chris Wallace refused to, and in fact, we saw Chris Wallace interrupt President Trump when he was trying to get some answers from Joe Biden about what he plans for this country, which of course, as you've been reporting, as we've been reporting at Gateway Pundit, this guy is dangerous. His Democrat Party is out of their minds. And good for Trump for trying to get some straight answers from Joe, even though, Biden wasn't, he just wasn't honest. He wasn't honest about his son. He wasn't honest about his record. He wasn't honest about his intentions. And should disqualify the guy.
I like how you did an article on James Woods and his takeaway and some other people because it brought up some really good bullet points. What do you think the biggest zinger or zingers of the night were?
I think the biggest zinger was when, there's two points that we reported on last night. One is when Trump's asked Joe Biden, because again, Chris Wallace wouldn't do this, but when he asked Joe Biden, so name a police force or a police union that supports you. And he couldn't. Of course he couldn't, because he's not, he's for the Antifa mob. He's not for the police. So that was one zinger. And then Joe Biden stepping all over himself with the Green New Deal. He's trying to have it both ways. It just doesn't work out. He's not smart enough to come across. And so I thought that was pretty important. The other thing too is he was asked a question about why he didn't call the Portland mayor or the Oregon governor, and he said, "Well, I'm not in office." And I think that was just a huge mistake for him, because it shows you this guy isn't up for the job, you know. So I think those were some key moments last night.
I totally agree with you. And of course, when you're the nominee, that is an office. You're running for the highest office in the land. You've been in government 47 years. The country's on fire. And to cop out and to go, "Oh, well, I don't get involved in that," when he knows that he's collecting the money from Black Lives Matter. He knows Soros is running this. It was very transparent.
Right. And also he had time to meet with Jacob Blake, the rapist in Minnesota, but he couldn't call the Portland mayor. So, you know, there you have it.
What do you think Trump missed out and didn't do? I mean, I would have just said, "Hey, you want to take the guns? You guys are the ones that totally shut this country down. You're the ones that don't want it to reopen. You're the enemy. And if people want prosperity, vote for me." I didn't like how they didn't get to have, you know, opening statements in their own little time to say something. I think this wasn't really a debate. I think it was two guys ganging up on the president.
I agree with you 100%. And I think, it's interesting, too. Trump was just nominated for his third Nobel Peace Prize the day of the debate. None of this came up, none of his foreign policy. I know that they'll probably talk about this later is what they say. Trump didn't get to talk much about the economy.
Exactly.
Joe Biden lied about the economy. So there was a lot of, gaps that can be covered in the next two debates.
Well, that's it. He should just say, because if he had like a few minutes to just say, "Hey, I want to bring America back. I want to bring us together. I'm a populist. I'm a classic Americana.
Yeah.
I want to get us out of these useless wars. We've been doing it. I'm all about fulfilling my promises. You know, please vote for me," and just humanize himself, because he won the debate, but they were able, though, he got some good shots in, but they were just able to filibuster and blockade and change the subject. And, I think Megyn Kelly was destroyed by her moderation of the debate 4 years ago. That ended her career.
Right.
And I think Chris Wallace just ended his career. It's great to have CNN fawning after you and the New York Times saying how you're a great guy. I mean, that's not where America is.
Right. I 100% agree. And I think he also exposed Fox News. We know, Alex, that there are some shows there that we love, some personalities we love, but the channel has really changed in the last 4 or 5 years. Maybe it's that Paul Ryan is on the board, but it certainly doesn't have the flavor of, and even the panel they put on every time. I point this out at every debate. It's
horrible.
They got these never-Trumpers sitting on a panel. It's disgusting.
And then most of the time now, even the supposed patriot or the pro-Trump person is softball. They're weak. They lose on purpose. You can tell they've already pre-debated before, and they're just letting Juan Williams and them win debates that are so easy to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's awful. Who wants to listen to Juan Williams? What Fox viewer tunes in to listen to Juan Williams? I think it's outrageous. And then they have Donna Brazile on, of all people, who fed Hillary Clinton the questions in debates 4 years ago, and she's an expert now talking about last night's debate.
Exactly. That's like hiring somebody that's been caught scamming gambling in a football game or something. A famous baseball player that's been caught rigging games, and now you're going to bring him on as like the referee to stop any gambling.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't going to happen. And of course, you know, I don't know if they even thought of that when they invited her on the panel, but I certainly, it was the first thing I thought of when I saw her sitting there last night. So yeah, anyway, I think it was as you can see and I can see and your viewers see, it was an outstanding night for Trump. And we know that because of the way the media is reacting today.
I agree. You know, I've seen nothing against these folks, but some of the Twitter conservatives saying Trump did a horrible job and then Twitter pushing that as a trend. I mean, look, it's easy to get Twitter to promote you if you say negative things about the president, even from a loyal opposition right. perspective. And I just don't think that's accurate.
I agree with you, Alex. Again, he exposed Joe Biden to be an ornery old man who's doesn't belong in the White House, doesn't have any ambition. It's even surprising that Joe got out of bed today. I think a lot of people are that he didn't call a lid because this was this took a lot out of him.
He got some video coming back of him today. He can barely talk. Jim Hoff's our guest. I want to look at the election itself, election fraud, and so much more with him. And that key point that Chris Wallace brought up to Trump about contesting the election.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Jim Hoft of thegatewaypundit.com, which has been a great site for many years, but it's very influential in the White House. I know it's one of the publications that the president watches. I know that some of his key team that are still, you know, patriots still have his ear. Watch it because it's up to the minute. And we're just so glad to have it there as an asset for America and the world and all our families. And so I'm just hoping that Jim Hoft, who's been all over this, can formulate a plan or help us formulate a plan here on air to counter the 79 days of hell, as I'm calling it. We're 33 off from the election. Everybody thinks, oh, that's it. It'll be over. No, the deep state has said we're going to hold it up. We're going to use 20th Amendment. Pelosi will then have a vote on who the new president is. And they say, Podesta says in War Games, New York Times, they're doing this. And then Trump's like, oh, looks like mail-in ballots can be fraudulent. Oh, look, Ilhan Omar got busted. That's only part of it. It's holding up the election so that he doesn't get seated at the inauguration is their admitted plan. And we're sitting here like a deer in the headlights watching this rapidly approach us. So watch Chris Wallace last night. It's a short clip where he tries to pin Trump down that, oh, we're going to contest, the Democrats are, but if you contest their contesting and say you won, Zuckerberg, all of them, they're not going to let the president say it. And they're going to implement, if you think censorship's been draconian, they're saying tens of millions of users will be blocked starting election day. Already Facebook's curtailing Tucker Carlson, putting him on shadow ban. So it's here. And Trump's biggest failure is inaction on the censorship and the racketeering. And that's where he should be taken to the woodshed. And he may lose the election because of it. Here's the clip. We'll get Jim Hoff's take.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it.
Okay, and then he just goes on to say they're engaged at Democrat fraud at the election level and voter fraud. So, Jim, obviously we have a big audience. You've got a big audience. The audience knows what's going on. The audience of one, I think, is the most important. How do we get Trump to not just talk about obvious voter fraud, election fraud, mail-in ballots, 80 million of them. The Democrats admit Democrat courts, you know, ruling they can hold it off. They admit that's their plan. I think he just needs to front and center attack their plan so people know what's coming to get folks ready. You're a smart guy. You have the president's ear. I'm sure you know that. They really like you a lot. They listen to you. What does Trump need to do? Because I quite frankly don't know what to do.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. Censorship was a big failing on this administration. They should have took, you know, control of this years ago. In fact, in March of 2018, the former Trump campaign manager, Brad Parscale, wrote to Facebook on Twitter and said that we're watching you. Well, he never did anything. And now Brad Parscale's out of the picture.
Yeah, we're monitoring the situation.
Right. And from what happened to you, Alex, is just unimaginable in this country, what they've done to you and your organization. They've also, you know, hit us tremendously at Gateway Pundit. And like I've mentioned several times, a third of our traffic used to come from Facebook. Now it's down to about 8%. And, you know, so we don't rely on it as much anymore. But it's tragic. And I wish the administration would have known and would have acted on this sooner, because this is going to be a big problem. I hope he takes care of this in his second term. The other thing is this voter fraud. After last week, we wrote on Gateway Pundit, there were several stories about how Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and then North Carolina were moving, these courts were moving to push, you know, extended voting periods and ballot harvesting.
It's all the battleground states, and they're going to hold it up, Jim. I know you know this. They're officially saying they're going to hold it up, and then Pelosi is going to vote on who the president is. I mean, what does Trump do about this?
Right. Right. Well, I was very upset about this. I did reach out to the Trump campaign, and I was able to get a few answers. And what is a little bit of hope here is that I do see that they are starting to press back against these courts in these different states. They're having some success already, but this has to continue, and it has to be taken care of before the election. I think there's a congressman out there we wrote about yesterday who also has a legislation where he's saying that the ballots need to be turned in and counted within 24 hours of election day, which would be on November 4th, they need to be counted. And I think that's being responsible. I don't think Americans want to have this dragged out process where Democrats are finding stacks of ballots in the trunks of cars and things like that. I think most Americans want to have law and order. I think you're right. Trump needs to push this. His campaign needs to push this harder. But I do see that they're starting to take some steps. And they sent me some information on that. They actually have a website up. I don't remember it right now. We've linked to it.
Sure, to report fraud if you see it. I'm just saying it's good to expose the fraud, but they're going to use holding it off as the confusion, as the crisis. We need to get the Supreme Court ready to act, which is why this new nominee is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah, that has to be taken care of. I see Lindsey Graham is doing the first committee vote on the 15th. And of course, the Senate isn't even scheduled to meet during this period because they're out for the election period till past November.
I think you should call them back.
Absolutely, they'll have to, and they need to get this wonderful judge confirmed.
Jim Hoff, last question: you were at the very front, and this is one of the few areas where I thought it was a scam, a Chi-Com scam, to shut things down, to win the trade war, to shut down Hong Kong that was starting to get away from them. But I was still like, oh, it could be deadly. Looks like they're exaggerating. Looks like it's fake. You were up front. Your brother, a great scientist,
all
the scientists you had on as writers. You've been totally vindicated about COVID. But now we're just inside this. Now they've got lockdown too. You know, your comments on this whole situation.
I think it's outrageous. We were right. Also, Alex, we reported last week that the U.S. is using different counting methods to make it look like we have 200,000 deaths, as you said. If we'd use counting methods like several countries, we'd have half as many deaths, which would make it a bad flu season. Those are the numbers that we're seeing. Of course, we're not going to hear that from our mainstream media. And I just don't think Americans are going to go for another round of this shutdown. I don't think the economy can handle it. And I certainly know that Donald Trump won't go for that.
I agree with you. What else do you think the president can do? Because I know this show gets to him, what you say gets to him, and he's more and more isolated. It's only a few people that are around him. In 60 seconds, Jim Hobbs, what else do you want to impart to President Trump?
Yeah, I think it was important last night that he showed the difference between him and Joe Biden. Trump's a fighter. That's why we love him. That's why you love him. That's why I love him, because he doesn't take the crap. He throws it right back in people's faces. And I think there's going to be a big push from the people around him to tell him to calm down, to tell him to be respectful and to act presidential. Well, they only say this to Donald Trump. They never say this to anyone he's on stage with. So I hope he doesn't take that advice, because I think Americans want a fighter. I hope he's able to get like he started to last night. I hope he's able to ask the questions if they're not being asked, and to promote his own record, because it's stellar. It's absolutely outstanding. And I pray to God that, you know, Americans are going to see through that. And I do believe that they will.
I think we're going to see a landslide. We need the next debate opened up where they have time to say what they want, opening and closing statements. Jim Hobbs, GatewayPundit.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home, until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
back to your phone calls. Alberto, Ron, Dave, David, Vincent, Jersey, Reed, Gio, and Matthew. Before investigative journalist John Rappaport takes over later in the next hour, for one of your calls here in a moment, Roger Stone sent us an exclusive response. Will premiere coming up at the start of the next segment on his view on how Trump did in the debate last night. So we thank Roger for his important contribution. Well, it's an ongoing hearing right now as former disgraced FBI Director James Comey testifies to the Judiciary Committee on the illegal spying on President Trump, his campaign, and even once he was president. And, of course, Comey twice lied to Congress and said there was no surveillance by the FBI during the campaign or once he was president-elect or president. He should be indicted. You talk about perjury to Congress. This is open and shut. But constitutional lawyer Ted Cruz took him to the woodshed and knocked it out of the park. This just happened a few minutes ago.
All right, let's shift to another topic. On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation? You responded under oath, quote, never. He then asked you, quote, have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration? You responded again under oath, no. Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, when if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
All right, I'm going to make a final point because my time has expired. This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities, that you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent. This has done severe damage to the professionals and the honorable men and women at the FBI because law enforcement should not be used as a political weapon. And that is the legacy you've left.
That's called truth, veritas, out of the park. That's why I love Ted Cruz, man, when he got dirty with the Never Trumpers against Trump. It was terrible, but he's a real asset. He'd be a great president. He would run circles around these globalists. That's why they're scared, too. They know Rand Paul's coming up. Ted Cruz is coming up. Well, that'd be a good ticket. Cruz, Paul. I just love this country. Oh, man. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. So it doesn't matter if Comey never gets in trouble for his crimes. He's hated. He's known who he is. He's a disgusting creature. But I know Trump's lawyers. I know people inside the system that are around these people, and they say, Alex, you don't understand. The average Harvard FBI agent or prosecutor is literally an idiot that actually thinks Nazis are everywhere and actually thinks Trump's a Russian agent. They are super low IQ, man, because the globalist criminals pick idiots. Now, Comey's not an idiot. He's smart. He's evil. But they literally have morons, folks. Morons. That when the FBI gets ordered to SWAT team a medical doctor prescribing vitamin C as a preventative for COVID, totally legal, totally legitimate, like saying take water with you into the desert. The FBI gets freaked out in court once it comes out that it was totally legal. The FBI doesn't even know you need vitamin C. When Fauci says go SWAT team them, they do it. I'm not saying all FBI are that dumb, but man, you just cannot underestimate how stupid the government is. I mean, it is... I used to always think that there is a conspiracy at the top, but at low level, it's just like Barney Fife or something, man. It's crazy. All right, I'm ranting. It's just like you know stuff and then you tell people and they think you're showing off and you made it up. And I just keep projecting my intelligence onto people. But you know who I project intelligence onto who has it? It's the grassroots. It's the hardworking people that live in the real world. It's these Ivy League people that are 2-3 generations of Ivy League that my buddy calls them aliens, meaning they don't know how to do it. It's like when George Bush Sr., 15 years after scanners came out, he's at a grocery store and he goes, "What's that?" Because the dude doesn't go to the grocery store his whole life. That's the Ivy Leaguers, folks. People bring them their food. They make them their food. Instead of go to your calls. Who's been on the longest? Is it Dave? Yeah, it's Dave. Dave in California and then Alberto and others. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, this is Dave, Hollywood Dave in CIA mind-controlled Los Angeles. Pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
First off, I would like to congratulate you on exposing Joe Biden's blood doping. Oddly enough, I'm working on a script here. I'm sort of a Hollywood insider on a movie called Blood Deal, and that is the elitist use of blood doping and so forth. And we know that this goes not only through the government, but Silicon Valley.
Hey, we ought to get your number. I ought to talk to you off air. You know, the number one thing I get hit on the street with now, it's not when are you on Joe Rogan next. That's usually what I'm asked for the last year. It's adrenochrome and blood doping. People really have gotten aware of this, haven't they?
Now, here's the problem. We don't have the propaganda machine that they do to create the films to get out such a, what a magnificent film. Doesn't everyone want to see an adrenochrome film? I do. I want to see an elitist film about the actual blood doping that's occurring. It can be based on truth and, of course, a little bit of Hollywood fiction. We don't have the propaganda machine. I'm a Hollywood insider. I've been here for 20 years. I can tell you, these people love Aleister Crowley. They conduct rituals. They make sacrificial altars and so forth. This has been going on for a long time, Alex, as you know. The power here is dark. I am a survivor solely because, let's say, my spiritual beliefs have kept me from getting mind controlled and brainwashed. I can tell you the musicians, the actors I've been around, they are complete Leninist Marxists. They are completely brainwashed, and they're not stupid people. They know exactly what's happening. They know exactly that the Democrats are going to steal the election. They're going to do everything that we absolutely think they're not going to do. Look at what's already happened. Look at the control globally that they have taken.
Well, that's it. Jim Hoff's a smart guy, but you heard his confidence. I was talking to high-level White House people 2 weeks ago and last week, and they're like, oh, but the Supreme Court will stop it. Oh, yeah, but, I mean, the point is the Democrats are going ahead with this, and even if the Supreme Court says they're wrong, they're saying they're going to secede states. Okay, they won't get away with it. Great. We need to address that. When the Speaker of the House is saying we're going to have states secede, we need to get ahead of that. You know what I mean?
Saying that the white supremacists are the main problem when BLM is burning down the cities. And here they are in the debate, getting Trump to denounce the KKK and Antifa, but not BLM.
Can you, as if we like the KKK, exactly. And like Kyle Rittenhouse calling him a white supremacist. What sick defamation by Biden.
They got Trump to agree. Okay? Now, Trump did what he had to do last night, but he needs to be more reserved. He needs to step in and calmly debase everything.
No, I agree. He needs to not even respond to their fake question, start to answer, and then just attack. That's number one debating thing. When you're getting a fake debate, when you're getting double-teamed, you don't respond to their crap. You savage them. And he should have told Wallace, I'm not debating you. Be quiet. It's my time. He should have done that. But, I mean, again, that's Trump's style. He always is nice up front. When he gets attacked, he comes back a lot harder. Great call, Dave. All right, and we got to really move quick now because I got all these callers. I'm going to get to all of you. I'm going to get to everybody. Alberto's up next, and Ron, and oh, my gosh, David's been holding a long time, and Jerry, and Gio, and Reeve. We'll get to everybody.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Three days until 79 days of hell. Get ready.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The answer to 1984.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I said I'd go to the exclusive Roger Stone video this segment. I don't want to get through the callers that have been holding. I'll take two segments the next hour, then head over to John Rappaport, who's always very informative and extremely important. So remember, I know you know all this stuff. You know as much as I do or more. Remember, only way we reach new people is when you share the articles, the videos. And you've been doing a kick-ass job. I'm willing to lose my life to quarterback this. In fact, it's an extreme honor. I don't have a death wish. I love life. I don't want to die, but I have no fear. I only have fear of failure,
and watching this evil unfold. And again, everybody says to me on the street, they go, aren't you vindicated? You must really feel good. It all came true like you said. I'm like, no, it doesn't feel good. And I'm not going to start crying here on air, folks, but, you know, I don't like having to think about what we're going to have to do when they start trying to come inject us and take our kids away. Because the people we're going to have to stand up to, the people we're going to have to deal with, are just idiots. But nevertheless, I'm not rolling over to you. So if dying's what you're looking for, you came to the right place. And I don't like this part of my brain starting to turn on, but, you know, it's all turning on with you, too, and you all know it. My God, during the break, there's an article on Infowars.com that made me so pissed. In the video, we'll play it next hour before Rappaport comes on. COVID police crashed 10-year-old girl's birthday party and shut it down. Can't have six friends over to your birthday party, but your church can't be open. But the left, the BLM, and the sports games, they can all happen. This is just martial law. This is martial law training. And it's leftist jurisdictions where they finally get control, hire these little SJW police who won't respond to a rape or a murder. They're scared of thugs and criminals. They love, though, creeping out on you and your family. And so, it's been our acquiescence that's let these people do this. The problem is they run psyops. You know, the minute we start rising up physically to defeat them, they'll blow up a daycare center and say we did it. So that's why we have to have our rules of engagement absolutely spelled out clearly. And I'm not saying it's time for violence, but they're coming with inoculations. They're coming with it all. And I'm going to go to your calls. Separately, it's a symbiotic relationship, a non-zero-sum game, a win-win. A 360 win is the term I coined. You need high-quality, storable food. You need to get it. You need water filtration. They have the best system at preparewithalex.com. And that's the My Patriot supply line. Under contracts, they have to sell it on a certain price on their site and the same price with distributors. They never do discounts. You notice we've had them as a sponsor 13 years. They're 14 years old. They're the biggest company now. They've got quality. People figured it out. They get it to you. You like it. It's got great packaging, high, you know, great ingredients. It was an 8-week wait, and everybody got their stuff early. Said 8 weeks, it was 6 weeks. Other places said they had food. They didn't. They lied to you, or they had crap. They're down to a week or so to ship your food now, but they're going to have to go up in price in a few months because they're already having to buy out months ahead, and the supply chain's breaking down. So they extended the other sale, $150 off a three-month supply. People said, hey, we want the bigger food supplies. $300 off the six-month, $600 off the year supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure water filtration system, $25 off the Ready Hour wireless solar power charger, and $28 LED light. That is such a valuable thing to have. It's a great unit. So it's all there at preparewithalex.com or 888-411-0350, 888-411-0350. And that funds our operation. Then we have the other big sale going as well. InfoWars emergency election sale, total blowout, up to 60% off, free shipping, winter sun, all of it, vitamin mineral fusion, 8-pack power stack. It's all selling out, still discounted. And literally, it's not a gimmick. People know behind the scenes here. We are, you know, I put a mortgage on my house. I'm liquidating everything I've got. And we're going to continue on, you know, for months into the new year, even if they shut our bank accounts down. We've got backup plans because we know martial law and total hell's coming. I mean, it's more than a 50% chance we're going to have a civil war. Okay? I mean, just get ready, people. Nothing you've seen is anything about what you're about to witness. Okay? And by the grace of God, maybe we bypass most of this, but I think you all know we're not. I mean, you know what you got children, folks. You got discernment. You know, you got your spidey sense on right now. We're in deep crap. And I just want to get ready for it. So thank you all for your support. But your word of mouth is even more important than getting the products. Just tell folks about the show. Let them know America's under attack. Let them know who the globalists are. Now they're ready to hear the truth. I'm done talking about that. All right. Alberto in California. Then we'll go to everybody else like David in Michigan. Alberto, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, love you, my brother.
Love you, brother.
We're prepared because of you. Last night, you know, me and my wife were excited about watching the debates. We were expecting Trump to just slapped Joe around politically for an hour and a half. And he did good, man. He did great. But we felt like he wasn't calling out the hoaxes, kind of echoing what everybody else is saying. The whole climate change hoax, the mask hoax. And
ooh, that's a good point. He played along with we've cut our carbon. No, call the whole fraud out. China makes zero cuts. Why do we make cuts? It's made up. I agree. No, he dropped the ball on a bunch of stuff.
Exactly. And we felt like he was dancing around the topic. And we're the boots on the ground trying to expose this hoax. And, you know, it just kind of kills the morale, you know, for that. And he's just giving legitimacy to their narrative.
Well, that's what Robert Barnes, who will be joining us probably tonight or tomorrow, said. He's right. Trump is too surrounded by establishment people now, and they're trying to tell him, look presidential. Well, I mean, did Biden look presidential? Did Chris Wallace? No, because they're little globalists. He needed to attack them. I agree. I still think overall he did some good stuff. I'm not going to just get on the bandwagon. He sucked. But no, your point about the carbon tax, the climate change, he knows that's a fraud. Just attack it as a fraud. Quit trying to get Democrat voters over. No, they don't. They're not going to vote for you. Get your grassroots out. Anything else, Alberto?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, another thing, too, is he could have just gone after Chris Wallace. He did a little bit, but he should have just said, called him on the carpet. Hey, why are you softballing pitches to Joe? Call him out on Antifa. Call him out on BLM. Have him.
Yeah, they're like, are you going to have your people be violent? He's like, are you kidding? You're the ones with the Democrats burning down a country. You're a joke. No, I agree. I would have destroyed Chris Wallace. I would have annihilated Joe Biden. I mean, would have, too.
You know. And you know what? I think you've nailed it so many times. He needs to do a fireside chat. He needs to level with the American people. Because if he wants to go after that swing vote, he wants to go to those people that are asleep. The leftists forget about them. They're never going to wake up. You know, you might get.
Why do you think he won the CNN poll like 10-1 and the Telemundo poll, though? Because, I mean, clearly people thought he won, just not as good as he should have.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm a Latino. I speak Spanish. My parents are from El Salvador. They're total Trump supporters. And let me tell you, they're Trump supporters with all the lies they're hearing from Telemundo and Univision and all that other stuff. So if he would just do a fireside chat, just level with the American people, there's going to be more Hispanics that are going to wake up. I know a bunch of them that have woken up through the lies because they can see it. They're good people. And they know a lie when they hear one. They see the truth when it's true. And a lot of them are actually pro, a wall and pro, you know, strong immigration.
Well, sure, they get any country has to have borders, and the idea that we shouldn't have it's insane. God bless you, Alberto. We love you. All right, let's go to who's up holding the longest here. David in Michigan. Thanks for holding, brother. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? This is David. I'm just calling because I'm a truck driver out of Michigan, and last night I was listening to my local radio station, WSJW, and they linked into the CBS live stream, and before the debate, they were saying that there's only 6% of the American public that was undecided. And this is over a month before the actual election. And going back, if you look at the numbers, 30 days to 60 days before an election, the undecideds are anywhere between 10 to 20%. So the undecideds are very low. And I just think that...
I totally agree with you. And I think kissing the ass, I think conservatives are mad because he played along with some of their pet projects like he's going to get Democrats to vote for him. He's not.
Yeah. And of course, of that 6%, you know, only three of those are actually going to vote. So, you know... Just being involved in the political process for so long, I am in my mid 30s, but I've been active since I was in high school, and just most people are just dumb.
They're just not awake. They're in a trance. Are you smelling a Trump victory or defeat?
I think he's going to win by.
I agree. They're going to still contest it. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny
and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies, and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us, and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires could come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a war on for your mind. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and hour number four today. I want to say the crew did a great job last night. Up until like 11 night or so, covering the live debate. Yeah, it was still disappointing, you know, watching Trump next to that enemy, not seeing Trump just literally, politically, nonviolently garrote him, chop his head off politically, lovingly, nonviolently. It's not enough. It's just like, this is the enemy. This is the globalist. If I just laid out and said, you're a globalist, you're an enemy of America, and just devastated him right there. We have this video coming up next segment. COVID police crash 10-year-old girl's birthday party. You're like, that's humiliating. That's authoritarian. That's the point. And we have the Roger Stone exclusive. Right now, let's go back to calls. Let's talk to Gio on the great state of Florida. In the great state of Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother.
For everything you do, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
I learned so much from you that no college could equal what I learned listening to your show.
Well, I've learned a lot from a lot of people. I'm just passing it on, brother.
I got to say, Chris Wallace has got to be the worst moderator I've ever seen. I just hope next time Trump makes it a point to focus on the socialism and how it's taken over the Democrat Party. But all in all, everything, Trump did everything he wanted to do. You know, but they really think we're stupid. Chris Wallace has denounced the white supremacists. And did you notice how he sneaked in the word Proud Boys?
Yeah. And he wasn't even, right. The Proud Boys aren't white supremacists. And he wasn't even a Proud Boy. That was just lie on top of lie.
No, definitely. You know, I feel heartbroken for where my country's heading, because I know even when Trump does win, this BS is not going to stop. But I got to tell you, Alex, I'm Puerto Rican. Almost every Puerto Rican I know, and not just Puerto Rican, other Hispanics here in Orlando, will be voting for Trump. I never would have thought.
I was about to say, the numbers show that. Why do you think suddenly Hispanics the last year woke up that Trump, because was it the lie of the Democrats and people investigated it? Or, I mean, what caused that big awakening?
I don't know, but it's great to see it. Because I remember 2015, 2016, I lost a lot of friends. Family members turned their backs on me. But a lot of them are starting to come back. They're starting to realize, you know, I wasn't the crazy one. They're starting to see the Democratic Party for what.
You know what I'm told? I think at the very, no matter whether you're brown, black, or white, or whatever color you are, you got red blood. Everybody knows the COVID lockdown's exaggerated, and they know the Democrats are doing it to make us poor. And everybody just gets fundamentally, we're in danger if these people get elected.
True. Hey, Alex, I wanted to ask you about something else. I got a little issue. You woke me up to the vaccine, to the vaccines and the garbage they put in them. My oldest daughter went through the first round of shots when she was born, but hasn't been vaccinated ever since. Now the problem that I'm having is finding a doctor that will be willing to see my daughters because they don't have their shots. Is there a network of doctors? Do you know of a way to find a doctor? How to go about it?
I totally agree. Please get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny back on producers to do that. I know that we had the same doctor when my son was born 18 years ago. And I, with my new daughter, because I've been divorced about a year ago, a new lady bought the chain of things here in Austin. And she called my wife in and said, you don't take vaccines. Get out of here. I fire you, and got off on it. Even though the owner of the company knew vaccines had poisons in it and was an anti-vaccine place. But this pediatrics place got bought up. And you can just search engine doctors or pediatricians that don't push vaccines or pediatricians that are anti-vaccine, and you should get it in your area. It might be an hour away because they're harassing so many of the doctors and threatening their licenses. But that's a great question, brother, and we should cover more of that. Thank you so much. None of my children have a single damn shot in their bodies, and they're all superstars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family, and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you. My laser's traced.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Remember how they told you there wasn't a world government? Remember they told you nobody was watching you, nobody was spying on you? But it turns out it's all true, it's all real. And it turns out that people running the planet have advanced knowledge and technology that they're using against us. And it turns out there's an ancient book that combined all the knowledge of the ancients, and that they've gone and dug and researched everywhere the Bible says there's an ancient buried city, and it's been accurate. And it matches the Roman histories and the Greek histories and the Egyptian histories. And they say a fallen creature was marooned on this planet and has a mission to destroy humanity. You look at what's going on and what big tech says, and wow, if it isn't prophecy, they just decided to take it as an owner's manual. But let's shift gears before we take a few final calls. Roger Stone just sent us about an hour ago this exclusive video, his response to the Trump debate, how he thought Trump did, how he thought Joe Biden did. So here's Roger Stone exclusively for InfoWars.com telling you what he thinks as a former Trump advisor of how the president did last night in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, I think I probably watched every televised presidential campaign debate since the earliest debate in 1960. Most definitely a seminal moment, certainly in the career of both John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. Tonight's debate was quite extraordinary. Joe Biden, who was, I think, had very low expectations coming into the debate, mostly set by the Republicans, who kept repeating how stupid he was or how out of it he was which, by the way, I think is true, but I wouldn't have talked about it. I would have hoped that he would have shown it. Basically was very scripted, very tightly scripted. He clearly had been coached to chuckle or smile whenever Trump hit him with the hardest blows. But he caused his own problems because he would deny things that were provably true. He kept calling stories discredited. Look, there's nothing discredited here. His reprobate son, whose two priorities in life were getting high and hooking up, usually with paid talent, got $1.4 billion from the Central Chinese Communist Bank. You'll notice Chris Wallace listed topics he didn't even touch on China, but Trump had the bravado to bring it up. Joe Biden can't laugh this one off by calling the president a clown, disrespectful, or telling the president of the United States, shut up. This guy is this close to a breakdown. Trump was his pugnacious self, counterpunching effectively when he absolutely had to. I frankly think that the cheapest shot here was Joe Biden knowingly repeating the myth that President Donald Trump denigrated fallen soldiers. That's a lie. That was reported by Jeff Goldberg. Remember him? He's the guy who told us Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction for the discredited Atlantic magazine. I know firsthand everything they reported about my case was false. So why in the world would Biden dignify a rumor based on four non-existent anonymous sources? Donald Trump swatted that one down. I was a little concerned that he wouldn't catch it and counterattack, but he made it very clear. The president never said any such thing. It's a dirty trick. How much time lapsed between Atlantic having their magazine article up on the net and Joe Biden having a TV commercial about it paid for by his campaign? This is Roger Stone, and this is the Stone Cold Truth. The president probably was not wise to listen to his campaign advisors who suggested that he accept the three-debate program of the Presidential Commission on Debates because it's not appointed by the president. It's not a commission. It's most certainly not about open debate. If it were, the Libertarian and Green Party candidates, who will both be on the ballot in a sufficient number of states to theoretically win the 270 electoral votes necessary to become president, would have been included. Instead, what you got was a format that turned into a 2-to-1 match because essentially Chris Wallace, who used to be a journalist before he joined Fox, ran interference for Crazy Joe. Now, a lot of my friends say that Donald Trump, the president, interrupted other speakers too often, but Wallace interrupted Trump whenever he was about to make a key point far more than Trump interrupted anyone. This was a slugfest. Biden had clearly rehearsed all of his answers, and he'd been taught that when Trump gut-punched him to grin and try to laugh it off. It didn't work. Trump got to the essential question of why the Chinese central bank, the communist-controlled bank, would wire $1 billion to Hunter Biden days after Joe and Hunter visited China in Air Force Two. I think overall that this was a clear-cut victory for the president. The president defeated Chris Wallace in the debate, and Joe Biden came in third. This is Roger Stone with the Stone Cold Truth.
All right. Thanks, Roger, for sending us that information. Oop, there's Joe Biden in the corner of the office. Joe, you little clowny. No, seriously, we're having some fun here. That's called satire. USA Today just fact-checked a satire article for the Babylon Beast. We've got to explain to them what satire is. Ron in Florida, thanks for holding, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Ron.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
People have to understand what's going on. We're being played. It's like getting a rabbit distracted and somebody from behind and trying to grab it. I was an NYPD officer for over 20 years. I was around when they put the LPR license plate readers all around the city. It's getting real scary right now. I have too much. I had to sign a form that we couldn't say a lot. But all I could say is that the patriots out there think they're going to be home and they're going to come to your house. They're not. They're going to pull you over. They're tracking you guys. they're going to take you out. They're going to do a felony stop, and they're going to take you out. You're not going to be home to protect your wife and kids. The kids are going to be in
school. That's right. Exactly. For folks who don't know, it's all license plate and cell phone tracking. And they'll have special units that basically pull you over, even run your ass over with an armored car, and that's it.
That's correct. And as you see, the Chicago mayor already opened her mouth. She said, I have the chief of police who swore to take an oath to the New World Order. These are the guys that are going to do it.
You know, I forgot that. Pull up where she said, my chief of police, Lightfoot, took to the New World Order. It's literally the UN. Keep laying it out, brother.
All right. So now they're doing that. Now you see the shooting, school shooting stop magically. Mass shooting stop magically. Now they got their fences up around the schools. Now you need to show your ID before you get into a parking lot. They buzz you in. Then you have to show your ID again to get into the school. Now, is that going to stop a shooter? They're stopping the parents from picking up their kids. It's plain as day what they're doing. It's all a distraction. And at the same time, they're building now on decommissioned train tracks, decommissioned, magic word, they're building container ship yards all around rural communities. Why is container ships being built in rural communities? Now, they're not going to bring army trucks or any troops in broad daylight. They're going to hide it in containers. People have to wake up.
Wow. Listen, you got to come on as a guest tomorrow, because everything you're saying is stuff I already know, but I never get into on air because it's sophisticated and scary. When they did that big martial law takeover drill in 2015 and spun it that I said it was a takeover then, no, it wasn't. They had people hidden in cattle cars and in containers, and you're absolutely right about what you're talking about.
To give you a heads up on other, Alex, is look at all the courthouses around the United States. Look at the Superior Court. They're building helipads right now on top of them. Remember Jade Helm? Well, I wasn't part of Jade Helm.
I was talking about Jade Helm. Yeah, you just said it.
Part of some parts of it running around the city, picking up judges, taking them as a mock, going around to their residence, taking them to the courthouse. And I'm saying, why are we taking them to the courthouse? And they're like, oh, dude, they're going to build a helipad on top. Now, we were escorting special...
Hold on. Listen, we got John Rappaport coming up, but I'm not going to forget this. Ron, can you come on at 11:30 tomorrow? Well, don't hang up, Ron. I'm going to come back to you. Rappaport's ready, but I'm going to come back and finish with Ron.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I had chills running up my spine when Ron was talking, because everything he was talking about was secret. And it's stuff I know. Stuff I haven't really gotten into, because I'm not trying to scare you. Let's just say we want to get control of our government. Because we were a big, rich, powerful country, and boy, did we build some evil stuff. John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, is an investigative journalist. He's ready to go. Then the War Room coming up. And then don't forget, weeknight, 7 to 9. We built it. We hope you come. We hope you promote it. Election Countdown with Owen Schroyer, Yana Lorraine, and so many other great folks like Harrison Smith. Be sure and join us for that. And please promote it tonight, because that's how we reach new people and that's how we win. John, thanks for joining us. Take over.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be here as always. A Wednesday confabs. Got a lot to cover today. We'll get a little bit into the debate last night later. But I have to punch up something that I covered last week, which is extremely important. Another revelation that was presented by major media and then totally buried and ignored by major media. An opinion piece written in the New York Times about a week ago. Peter Doshi and Eric Topol, authors. The clinical trials of the upcoming COVID vaccine. Okay? That's what we're talking about. The three major trials. It's a horse race. Which company's vaccine is going to be approved and unleashed on the public? And those of you watching can see this Times article on the screen. So the three major companies are Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. And what the Times piece revealed is that the clinical trials to prove that these vaccines are effective are completely misguided and headed in the wrong direction and are basically meaningless. Because what they're trying to prove is that the vaccine could be effective in preventing, listen up, a mild case of COVID-19. Not a serious case, not a life-threatening case, not a case that could send somebody to the hospital or kill them, but a mild case. Like, for example, cough, chills, and fever. A case that would cure itself, cause no real harm. Doesn't need a vaccine in the first place, even if you believe in conventional vaccine theory. Therefore, these three major clinical trials of these major companies, and Moderna, by the way, is Fauci's favorite, will prove absolutely nothing after a year or so. They each have about 30 to 40,000 volunteers. And it doesn't matter what vaccine they're testing, what the outcome of the clinical trial is, et cetera, et cetera. They're designed to prove nothing useful to anybody, no matter what they believe or don't believe about vaccines. They're designed to prove that only protection is given against a mild case of COVID-19, which, if it exists at all, does not harm anybody, does not need a vaccine. It's up to people like you and me to let the FDA know that this is completely insane, because the FDA is the agency that's going to be providing what's called emergency authorization for this vaccine to be shot into 350 million people in the United States, and perhaps many other people in other countries as well. I hope you're getting what I'm saying here.
By the way, John, I'm sitting here while you're talking, and I never interrupt you. This is so bombshelled. I read this. You're right. They're admitting that the vaccine is only for something that doesn't basically exist, somebody that doesn't actually get sick, because they're going to keep calling flus and everything COVID-19. They're admitting that it's for something that doesn't even kill you. so that they never get judged on the fact that other people die. They're admitting it's worthless because it's based on a whole fraud anyways. So at the base level, this totally discredits it. This is incredible. Sorry to interrupt, but you've got to join me during the full show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And I'm trying to spread the word about this so people would be motivated to contact the FDA and warn them that we're watching, we're on notice, we're putting you on notice, FDA, that you can't approve in any fashion whatsoever this vaccine from any of these companies. And if the three, again, we go to the horse race idea, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, trying to get to the finish line and get approval for their vaccine. Now, if all of a sudden all three of these horses are cut out of the race, okay, because the revelation is broadcast to enough people around the world who know now this is a total farce, phony, ridiculous, insane, irrelevant, means nothing. Doesn't matter what the outcome is or what vaccine you're testing. You're only trying to prove that it's effective in cases that don't matter, that cure themselves, that are horrible.
Because, again, explain the data set. If it doesn't hurt you anyways, you can't prove it protected you. It's a placebo.
Exactly. You can't prove it protected you. You can't prove it's effective. You can't prove it does anything. And that's the way these protocols in the clinical trials are set up. It's not just an accident that they're designed this way. I could go into a lot more detail about how the vaccine companies decided to use this protocol, but I just want to cut to the chase here. It doesn't matter. It's worthless, useless. And all they have to do is show that in 150 cases out of 30 or 40,000 volunteers that the vaccine, in heavy quotes, protects against the case of COVID-19. 150 cases. That's the way it's set up. But those cases are not relevant. They don't mean anything. It's like somebody has a sniffle or a cough or a little chill or a bit of fever. That's all that these trials are being designed to show, to test, to prove. It's like, let's set up a test that proves that if you cross the street in the middle of the night when there's no traffic, that you won't get in an accident and be run over. Hey, we did it. So let's now, you know, unleash this on the public. No. Stop it. Tell the FDA. And I'm talking to scientists here too, and lawyers and doctors and everybody, to put the FDA on notice. They already know what's going on at the FDA, believe me. They may be crazy and they may be criminals, which they are, but they're not completely stupid. They know what's happening with these clinical trials, and they're trying to pretend that it doesn't exist and it's not a problem and nothing's going to happen and everything's okay. They know better. We know better now, and we have to force them, especially scientists, to stand up. We need a new coronavirus task force of scientists.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhoe, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Continuing here with the COVID vaccine. So it established that, as Alex said, basically, it's a placebo that they're testing. It's not designed to protect anybody from anything. That's how they think they're going to get approval for it. But it's worthless, useless. The FDA already knows this, talking about the 3 major clinical trials now underway, each one with about 30 to 40,000 volunteers, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca. The federal government has also set up, and I wrote a piece about this last week, a new vaccine court. It's buried in one of their documents, and I quoted the document. It's especially for COVID. It's just like the vaccine court they already have now for childhood injuries or death suffered from vaccinations, where the parents have to go into a nightmare scenario and try to get compensated for their children's destruction through vaccination. Because, of course, the companies that manufacture the vaccines don't have any liability whatsoever, and that was all established in 1986. Well, now the federal government has set up another court just like that to prepare for the COVID vaccine, where if anybody's injured, children, adults, whatever, killed by the vaccine, the relatives will have to go through this nightmare red tape insanity to try to prove that it was the vaccine that did it, and then try to get compensation from the federal government. Okay? They set it up. They expect vaccine injuries, in other words, and death from the vaccine. That's why they set up the court. So that proves they know what's going to happen. You don't set up a court unless you expect people to appear at the court trying to get money, compensation for injury, death caused, in this case, by the COVID vaccine. I could spend the whole hour talking about these clinical trials because it's so important. These could be stopped. They could be derailed. They could be destroyed, these clinical trials, on the basis of the truth. If enough people, including scientists and lawyers and doctors and the public, puts the FDA on notice, we know what's happening. These trials are completely insane. They prove nothing. Do not even think of trying to approve a vaccine based on these clinical trials. The media will show you something, like the New York Times, then they'll take it away. They'll show you something that's mind-boggling, then they'll take it away, as if it doesn't matter, as if we don't need to follow up on this. Are you kidding? Sure, it's a gigantic global scandal, and it could change everything, bring down the whole house of cards of COVID and collapse the whole insane operation to destroy the planet. Yes, it could do that if we, the media, wanted to pursue the story. But no, we're just going to give you a peek and a glimpse, and then we're going to forget about it and move on to the next story. They do this time and time and time and time again. I've been at this for 38 years. I've seen it happen over and over, and I'm going to give you another brain buster right now, which I've discussed here on the show before, but I'm going to punch it up more today. This was another piece from the New York Times about, I'm going to say, 3 weeks, a month ago, in which the Times reported on a large study done in three states that showed that up to, get this, 90% of all U.S. COVID cases are not cases, are based on false positives, are based on incorrect results of the diagnostic test for the virus called the PCR test. Up to, there it is, for those of you who are watching, up to 90% of all COVID cases in America could very well be false positives. In other words, they're not cases at all. So you could subtract 90% of the figure that they're promoting right off the bat. Forget about other methods, which I've gone into in detail, about rigging case numbers, falsely inflating them, and so on and so forth. This is just straight ahead. Here it is. The test produces, spits out false positive like coins in a rigged slot machine. There it was in the New York Times. Did Fauci, White House, the Coronavirus Task Force pay any attention to this? Did they suddenly grab onto this and grab it like it was a life raft in a stormy sea and saying, we can get to shore now? We're safe? Look, up to 90% of all U.S. COVID cases are fake. They're false. They don't exist. You getting what I'm saying here? But now, if you actually read the New York Times article, what do they do after the first few paragraphs of revelation? They turn around and they say, what are we going to do now? What do we need now? We need more testing. We need to change the method of testing. Set the parameters of the test differently, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Really? Really? You're not going to look back, New York Times, and say, what we just revealed in this very article is enough to torpedo the entire U.S. phony COVID operation and destroy it and bring down the entire house of cards? Because thus far, since all of this insanity began and case counting began, again, up to 90% of all COVID cases are likely to be false, not cases at all. No, they don't do that. They don't do that at all. Not at all. They show you a glimpse and they take it away. They're playing a game. They show you a glimpse, they take it away. Do other major media outlets suddenly grab onto that New York Times piece and run with it and go down into the rabbit hole, set their hounds loose on Fauci and everybody else? All these, you know, wretched, evil destroyers, and back them up against the wall and say, look at this. Here's the data, the true data that you refuse to acknowledge. Why are you avoiding this? Why? And press them and don't let up and just give it to them. They don't do that. Of course. And I've got one more blockbuster like this that I'll share with you after the break. A third one. Media operations are set up to move along to the next story. The world ended Monday. Today, a singer decided that she was going to do too much cocaine and she ended up in the hospital. That's the way they operate. That's what they do. They're insane by any definition. They're complete criminals by any definition. They don't ever say, stop the presses. Wait a minute. Let's go to the White House. Let's go to Congress. Set the reporters loose. Dig. They don't do that.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. If you get a lot of sunlight, it's on record to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. It's the evening of September 26, 2020. And I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil, because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down to their heroes. And oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at Infowars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
And perhaps most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage of the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
The planets have aligned globally.
They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back here. So the third giant blockbuster actually came out of the CDC itself, Centers for Disease Control, back maybe, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, when they announced that only 6% of all the COVID deaths in America could be said by their science to emanate solely and indisputably from the virus. 94% involved people who had other, what they call comorbidities, meaning serious medical conditions prior to any of this. And then I put in parentheses, which alone could account for their death and have nothing to do with the virus. So you could subtract 94% of the COVID deaths from the figures that are being promoted now to find out what the official count ought to be. And then you could reduce that even further because of other factors that I've gone into before. In other words, other fakery that I've gone into, such as doctors writing COVID-19 death on death certificates of patients who, you know, died from obviously other causes. But the hospitals get extra money, they need the money, et cetera, et cetera. Where is that revelation from the CDC? Why isn't the press hammering on that? Why isn't the coronavirus task force being held to account for that? Why aren't reporters from the New York Times? I mean, these press outlets, mind you know, if you think you know what a press outlet looks like, you need to go into one of these buildings, if you can, and see how many reporters they actually have on tap or who are now at home doing it, you know, virtually. These are the hounds. They are never set loose, almost never set loose on a story with the command, you go to the bottom of the rabbit hole on this one, babe, and you give us everything you can find, and we're going to print it. They could take 50 of these people who, once upon a time in their lives, wanted to tell the truth. Maybe when they were 16, 18, 23, who knows? But at one time, that's what they wanted. Now, with layers of crust and cynicism and booze and pills and lying and scumbaggery and so forth, they've been reduced to a shell of their former selves. But somewhere in their souls is still the spark of that desire to tell the truth. And if an editor got them in a newsroom and sat them down and said, okay, this is what you've been waiting all your lives for, and you're going to shake off all the crap that's accumulated around you, and you're going to go for it now because we have data. The clinical trials of the vaccine are complete fakery. They're not aimed to prove any kind of serious protection against anything. Number two, up to 90% of all COVID cases in America are fake cases, false positive, meaningless. Number three, even by official estimates, only 6% of all official COVID death numbers could be said to be coming from the virus, even by conventional viral theory. With these three factors, ladies and gentlemen of the press, you are going to go out hell-bent, and you are going to find the truth, and we are going to lead with it on page one every friggin' day until something happens. You're going to go to the White House. You're going to go to Congress. You're going to go to the FDA. You're going to go to the CDC. You're going to pursue these criminals to the wall. You're going to back them up, and you're going to force them to confess and roll over on each other. This is what you're going to do. And if you don't do it, you're going to get fired. For the past 30 years, I've been saying, at any moment in time, a media outlet could do that if they wanted to. And no, they wouldn't go broke. In fact, they would be selling newspapers off the rack like there's no tomorrow. Because people, as it turns out, are intensely interested in this kind of thing. Oh, yeah, you bet. Intensely interested. And so are television audiences, intensely interested in this kind of thing. You betcha they are. And even if the drug companies decided that they were going to take all their money for ads and walk away, new advertisers would come on board seeing what the ratings are like. Look at Fauci. Look at his face. Look at his manner. Look at his, oh, it's all so casual. We're destroying the planet. It's all so easy to do, and the facts and the figures and this and that. And now imagine that he's got 50 relentless hounds that have a brain and have a purpose suddenly from media instead of the criminal worm-like media that we have climbing through putrid garbage to report lies day after day. And Fauci was faced with these people all the time, day and night, every day. Just imagine. And the result. Well, that's what we're doing. With our limited resources, that's what independent journalists and media outlets like this one are doing night and day, every day, all the time. And people are waking up to reality, to the truth. And it's the worms of major media that crawl along in the garbage and spew their excrement that are covering all of the truth up and keeping it from the people. Because if the truth were known, we would be free. We would be out there, all of us, everybody living their lives. No masks, no lockdowns, no business closures, no bankruptcies, no lives destroyed by suicide and drug addiction owing to the economic destruction. In the last few minutes, not that this audience necessarily needs this at all, because you've been getting it in great quantity. But you do have to ask yourself, don't you? If the true dimension and purpose of this entire COVID operation is really to conceal beneath a cover story about a virus the economic and human destruction and lockdown of life across the planet, then what are the people who are running this operation really trying to do? What are they really trying to do? And the answer is as plain as a nose on your face. They're trying to destroy civilization, destroy humanity, destroy the individual, destroy freedom, destroy centuries of struggle that produced the idea and the reality of individual freedom, and substitute technocratic slavery and a brave new world. Engineering it, depopulating it, putting everyone who's left into slots, control, surveillance, wall to wall in real time, moment to moment. It's not a secret that that's where they're going. All you do is open up news stories and you see the truth. It's where China's going. It's where big tech is going. It's where Bill Gates is growing. It's been going there for a long time. This is what they want. A stimulus response empire. They provide stimulus to get the response they want from people. Behavior control, mind control, operant conditioning. It goes under many names. It amounts to the same thing. You can live. You can survive. We, your controllers, will allow you to survive as long as we can define you within certain very tight parameters and surveil you and watch you and know you and predict you and profile you and control your behavior. You want money, you want energy, you want time, you want a certain limited amount of freedom to travel, to go into buildings, etc., etc., then you have to do exactly what we say. That is the world that we're building on the ashes of the wreckage that we are creating under the viral cover story called COVID. That's what we're doing. That's what we've been doing. We are against freedom. We hate freedom. We want to destroy freedom. Freedom is a threat. Freedom is undesirable. Freedom is unpredictable. Freedom is uncontrollable. Freedom is glory. Freedom is reality. Freedom is freedom. We, controllers, hate freedom.